This is North Shore High School Football on MSONewsSports.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns, and it's a Friday night back at Manning Field in Lynn tonight for the Lynn Classical Rams playing host to the Salem Witches. Now, Salem is in the Northeastern Conference Tier 3, and they've had a very good season so far. 4 wins, 2 losses, 2-2 within their tier. Classical is in the Tier 2. They're 5-1 in overall play, 3-1 in Tier 2 play. They suffered their first loss last week at Somerville. But both of these teams can score and can score in different ways. Salem last week showed later on in the game they could pass the ball. However, Vinny Gaskins was held with just a few yards against English here at Manning Field a week ago. But overall, he's close to 800 yards on the season. While Classical High School has Malcolm Best in the backfield, almost 500 yards on the ground so far this year, and quarterback Keith Ridley, who has thrown for almost 900 yards and has rushed for almost 450 yards so far this season. Tim Kearns is alongside. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. And, Tim, we've got senior night here. This is the last weekend before tournament play opens up next weekend.
Yeah, this is the last opportunity for a lot of teams to qualify for a tournament bid. And Salem in Tier 3 at 2-2 needs this win. Classical at 3-1 is basically guaranteed, and they're very highly rated. So Salem really needs to win this game to make sure that they can move on into the postseason, yeah, part of the remainder of the season, and not start looking for an opponent from like 56 miles away.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of teams are on the same bubble. Beverly at 1-5, and yet 1-2 in their tier. Wins tonight, they can possibly qualify. They probably will qualify for a postseason bid, very reminiscent of the year that they went 0-5 to start and then won 5 straight games before they lost to Salem on Thanksgiving, but then ran the table in the playoffs and won the Super Bowl in 2010. We're going to see a number of crucial matchups here throughout the conference, and the same situation exists throughout all of the high school leagues around Eastern Massachusetts as teams try to, you know, set themselves up, get into the postseason, get as highly ranked within their division as possible.
Yep. Just a quick note for everyone. We do not have our live streaming video up at this point. However, we hope to have it up very shortly for you. And when we do have it, you could leave this channel A and go over to the video if you'd like. We'll tell you when that happens. Just hang in there with us and we'll keep you posted. But again, we are planning to have live streaming video. But unfortunately, it won't be up and running right at the kickoff tonight. What we're going to do is step aside. We're going to come back with more on our pregame show. We'll meet the coaches, Matt Bouchard from Salem High School and Brian Vaughn from Lynn Classical High.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill. At the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our 3 locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. MSONewsSports.com is your connection to North Shore news and sports. Local video and radio interviews, photos, and much more. And a daily local radio newscast on North Shore Today.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We are joined by Salem High football coach Matt Bouchard. And Matt, you guys are coming off a loss last week, but it was a hard-fought game and really could have gone either way against Lynn English.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm really proud of how our kids fought. I mean, I think, you know, when we talk about things, you know, within your circle of influence and what you can do to win a football game, I think our kids did everything they could.
Now, your quarterback, I guess, had not been playing before, but he's an impact player, Espinal.
Yeah. Without question, I think, you know, last Friday night you got an opportunity to see what he can do when a play breaks down, right? And he's somebody that, again, if you don't contain him on offense, you know, I mean, he had probably, I think, two or three runs over 40 yards
the
other night. So.
And he connected. You know, he's missing with some passes, but did then connect with the big one and so on. So the pass is out there.
Yeah, no question. I think that, you know, he's an efficient passer. I think, like anything, we went up against a good football team. You know, they were taking some things away. But when it really counted, especially towards the end of the game, you know, the defensive group as well as the offensive group, I mean, they really were hitting in all cylinders when we needed it the most.
Yeah, and I always look for little moments in games where, you know, that they score and then you could be down, but you weren't down. You know, you battled back. And those, you guys were responding to moments in the game and never got too far but down.
No, and I think the thing is that the confidence in the locker room at halftime was through the roof. They really felt like, again, there were a couple breakdowns, you know, things that were fixable and things that where we weren't taking advantage of opportunities. And in that second half, we started taking advantage of those opportunities and those little mistakes we kind of cleaned up.
All right, so now you're taking on Classical, a team that's going to be, you know, probably on fire Friday night, having lost themselves last week with their first loss.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this part of our schedule is tough. You know, we obviously played the conference champions of the Tier 3 last week. This week we got Tier 2 champions. But we're excited. Again, the same thing, I think, coming off a tough loss, having a quality opponent in front of you, again, it's something you can't take a break. You know, you have to get right back at it. And the same level of intensity, the same level of passion going into this week is what I'm seeing. You know, so they've rebounded, you know, and they're doing the things they need to do to come out and be successful this weekend.
And, Coach, finally, looking at your team on either side of the football, even though it was a one-point loss, what were some of the positives, maybe some from individual performances?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we already spoke about Anaudi. Anaudi, you know, again, he did a great job managing the huddle, you know, in the fourth quarter, really kind of taking what they gave us, you know, both in the option game and the passing game. But again, we were leaning on, you know, the running backs. But I think the other thing we talk a lot about, I mean, that offensive line, you know, we controlled the offensive line and defensive line that fourth quarter. And that's I think what really swung and switched that game around.
Right. All right, Coach, good luck to you this week.
All right, appreciate it.
Yep. Salem Coach Matt Bouchard here on MSO News Sports. Lynn Classical head football coach Brian Vaughn is with us. And Brian, some thoughts on this game coming up this week against Salem High.
It's a big game against a very good team. You've been watching them all year. They've been having some success. They played English really tight last week, came down to the wire with an opportunity to win the game. So it's going to be a real hot test for us. And, you know, we got to battle back from our first loss. So it's going to be a fight on Friday night.
How does the team react after that first loss on the road last week?
I think we reacted good for the simple fact, you know, we have a lot of upperclassmen, and a loss is always tough, but I think we understood the mistakes that we made, and it's all about correcting those mistakes, and hopefully we can put ourselves in a better position to be successful on Friday night.
Now, in Salem, they seem to be a pretty solid team. You couldn't really tell sometimes with their opponents that they had been playing, and they got beat up pretty badly by Swampscott a few weeks ago, but they obviously, I think, they were very solid against Lynn English the other night.
Well, I think what helps them is they have their quarterback back, who's I think is a special player. That's someone that we're going to have to keep our eyes on, or he'll do what he does and kind of hurt us.
Yeah, he has the ability to throw the ball, and he also certainly can run the ball. And that's, in fact, when they kept their key running back in check for the most part.
Like I said, they have some guys on offense. You watch them on film. They're well coached on defense. You can see that they're a well coached team, and you know, it's good, like I said earlier, it's going to be a tough one on Friday night for both teams.
Yeah, Coach. Finally, let's go back to your team, mentioning a few players. I know it was a loss last week, but were there any individual positive notes out of the game last week?
Yeah. Chase Bono recorded 15 tackles. He's our leader on defense. He's leading the team in tackles. He has 61 tackles, I believe, on the season. And then Malcolm Best ran the ball really well, but unfortunately we had to kind of abandon our run early because we got down early real fast. So yeah. I believe he rushed for 113 yards and 12 carries. If it was a little tighter race, we would have had more carries, but we had to abandon and start throwing a little bit because of the clock.
All right, Coach, good luck to you this week.
Thank you.
Lynn, Classical Head Football Coach Brian Vaughn.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought-provoking programs, all celebrating Lynn's past while promoting a vision for its future. I'm Drew Russo, Executive Director of the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and I invite you to visit our campus located in the heart of the downtown Lynn Cultural District with galleries at 590 Washington Street and 25 Exchange Street. Currently, we are featuring the Vision Place of Souls, Civil War landscapes by local artist Jeff Fioravanti through December 22nd at the museum, and rotating shows from local artists in the Lynn Arts Gallery. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Visit us online at lynnmuseum.org.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linnway in Lynn. The following is a paid political announcement from Lynn City Councilor-at-Large, Brian LaPierre.
Since I have been elected, we have made progress. The city is growing, but there is much work to still do. Small businesses are flourishing, we've created local jobs, and continue to fight for working families all across Lynn. I have responded personally to over 1,000 constituent requests, but the work doesn't stop there. We need to keep our streets safer and our neighborhoods cleaner. We have to maintain our public services while keeping taxes affordable. The people of Lynn deserve a high level of representation. I am Brian LaPierre, and I'm running for re-election for Lynn City Councilor at Large, and I respectfully ask for one of your four votes on Tuesday, November 7th.
MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. Just a note that in just a moment, we're going to check in with our correspondents, Rick Moore in Marblehead. He's at the Danvers at Marblehead game, a huge Tier 1 game in the Northeastern Conference. And Marty Smith is in Linfield tonight where the Pioneers, I think, in the Cape Ann League have won 27 straight games within the league, but they're hosting Hamilton Wenham in a very important game in that Baker division. So we'll check in with Marty and Rick in just a few moments. Just a quick note here. That it was Lynn Classical coming into tonight's game, as we mentioned, with a 5-1 record. Their one loss a week ago to Somerville, 34-16. They did have wins over Danvers, Gloucester, both road wins, Revere and Malden, while the Salem High team broke out with three straight wins to start the season. Austin Prep, Essex Tech, and Saugus High School. They lost to Swampscott kind of big, 33-6, but then defeated Winthrop the following week and lost in a very tight game here last Friday night in a broadcast game to Lynn English by 1 point. That score was 13-12. So it is Lynn English, and I'm sorry, it's Lynn Classical, and Salem High School about ready to get ready for tonight's broadcast. What we'll do is we'll step aside, we're back, and we'll check in with our correspondents in just a moment here on MSO News Sports.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
A great way to monitor what's happening on the North Shore? Get the MSO New Sports app. A click here, a click there, you're listening or watching North Shore football. And check out the latest stories on our webpage, msonewsports.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
MSONewsports.com, MSO Radio.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. We have both teams out on the field. Actually, we're waiting for Classo to come back out on the field. Salem across the way with the red uniforms and the red helmets and the white shirts. And we're joined now by Marty Smith, who's over in Lynn Field just prior to the kickoff there. How are we doing, Marty?
We're doing very well. We've just had the national anthem. The coin toss is coming up at midfield, and we have two undefeated teams taking on each other here tonight in a shot for the K-Fan League crown.
Gotcha. All right, Marty, we'll check back. We're going to try to check in with Rick before in a moment here, okay? All right, there we go. So we're waiting for the Rams to come out, so this will work out well for us, something that works out. And by the way, our live streaming video will be up here. Oops.
The worst part is if our cameraman went through Salem. Because
he shouldn't be going through Salem.
He shouldn't be. He should come right down, of course, Lynn Street and Tawayama Square. However,
no. So. All right, we are joined by Rick Moore now. Rick is in Marblehead for the Danvers Marblehead game. And Rick, what's happening there?
Well, it's senior class day here. The seniors have just been introduced for Marblehead High School, and they're all running. The rest of the team is running over to the sidelines now with the cheerleaders and so on. I'm surprised. Not a great crowd here tonight. Not like it's been the last 2 weeks that have been over here at Marblehead. But as it probably is over there at Manning, very, very calm, very, very warm. I'm overdressed. I'm surprised. And I did run into a couple of hockey coaches. They're looking forward to hockey coming up. Denver's coach Steve Baldessari, Marblehead coach Bob Jackson, about 15 yards from each other. So big night for football here. Hyperfield as Danvers comes out of the field now.
Well, they could be whistled for a high sticking call at any moment. You never know.
Yeah, a little extracurricular, but they're both in shorts, and it's just kind of weird. But I'm surprised there aren't more people here. This is going to be a tremendous game. Falcons all finished warming up. Marblehead's all set. And we're just about ready to get our kickoff underway here, Bill.
Okay.
Rick, I'm kind of surprised, too, because there's very few fans on the Salem side of the field here at Manning. So I don't know if it's a nice night or everybody's stuck in Salem.
Well, that could be. Surprisingly, I don't want to jinx myself, but I made it through Lafayette Square. I made it through the Salem Common with no problem tonight, so I don't know what that means. I'll probably be stuck here till midnight, but I don't know. I think there will be a lot of people here. They're beginning to fill in on the Marblehead side, and Danvers has got a pretty good representation here. So it's going to be fun. This is it for the NEC Tier 1.
Gotcha. All right. Well, trick or treat, Rick. Have a good time. All right.
You too, Bill.
Yep. All right. So there you go. There's our two correspondents, Marty in Linfield and Rick Moore in Marblehead. And we have our coin toss taking place out at the center of the field. Other games going on here on the North Shore. Beverly is at Peabody tonight. Medford at Gloucester. Somerville played at Revere last night. Somerville winning there. St. John's Prep hosting Bridgewater Raynham. Other Cape Ann League games tonight. Triton at Masconomet. Ipswich at Georgetown. North Reading at Newburyport. Amesbury at Manchester Essex. And so on and so on. And just another update on our live streaming video. We hope to have that for you up and running in a little while. Maybe sometime near the end of the first quarter, if our fingers are crossed, and we do apologize for that, but do check back with that. And of course, if you are listening up on our channel A, MSO Live Channel A, then as soon as that live video goes up, we'll let you know if you'd like to switch over and watch the game instead of listen to the game here tonight from Manning Field and Lynn. I didn't see who got that toss, Tim, but...
No, I have to apologize. I missed it as well. I was looking at the records of the teams in the area in both Cape Ann and all, and looking to see who's on the bubble. A win for Newburyport definitely. My Masconomet both 2-1 in their league. Saugus is 1-2. They may be able to sneak in.
All right, we are now going to have our national anthem here from Manning Field and Lynn.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket struck clear, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns on a Friday night. This is the last night of the regular season for these North Shore High School football teams. The playoffs begin next week. We'll announce I'm not sure when the playoff announcements will be coming, whether it will be on Sunday. I tried to look online today for that and couldn't find it, or whether it'll be on Monday. I think it will come on Sunday, as a matter of fact, at some point. Whoops, there you go. But I don't know if that for a fact. So we'll see. It'll be Salem kicking off to Lynn Classical High School. The ball will be in the air from left to right, kicking off for Salem High School. Quite sure who that is. That was 71. Okay, so it's Miles Payton. Miles Payton, big kind of lineman-looking kind of guy, puts the right foot on the ball. It's a high kick coming down near on the near side left, fielded at the 14-yard line by Lynn Classical High School, and it is run out there by Marcus Tucker to the 27, 28, now just about the 29-yard line.
Well, again, the very high-powered classical offense about to take the field with quarterback Ridley manning the controls, and he certainly has been productive this year, Bill.
Yes, he has. I mean, he has thrown for almost 900 yards and rushed for almost 450 yards so far this season in these first games. Ridley hands off. It's a running play straight up the middle, over the 30, out to the 34. It's almost a five-yard gain for the Lynn Classical running back, running from right to left here in this first quarter.
Yeah, just a simple handoff straight up the gut.
I think that was Malcolm Best. Yeah, it was Best.
Yep.
No surprise there. Best takes this handoff. This time he squirms his way out to the 40, to the 41. It's a first down run for Malcolm Best. Malcolm Best is a junior. Keith Ridley, the junior quarterback, is 6'3", 215 pounds. And Ridley has been working out of the shotgun in his first two snaps here tonight.
Well, he got hit around the 36-yard line and stumbled ahead to the 42 for that first down.
Well, both of these teams would like to be able to establish a run game and then go to the passing game. Here's Malcolm Best one more time, hits off the right side of the line, but this time the Salem defense much stingier, allowing him maybe only 1 yard on forward progress. Actually, the spot could be a no gain.
Yeah, slowed up by number 87 for Salem, playing on the defensive end.
Second down and 10 for Lynn Classical. Ball at the 42-yard line. Wide outs to the near side and to the left side. It's caught by Butler out on the left side at midfield. Down he goes into Salem territory inside the 40, down to maybe the 26-yard line, but where 36-yard line, rather, where he steps out of bounds.
That's one of Coach Vaughn's favorite plays. He just takes a couple steps back and then wings it out, the best out in the to Butler, right around the numbers, and he just gets up this field as fast as he can.
Two wide outs to the right, one to the left. The ball is thrown to the left side. The catch is made at the 30-yard line, and run ahead from there. Ishmael Johnson, the receiver, bringing it down to the another. Looks like it could be. It should be another first down, just inside the 25 or at the 25. Either way, it's a first down.
Someone made an interesting observation. Classical only throws. They throw to the side where the team is.
Really?
Yeah. I forget, someone told me that about 3 weeks ago. If you watch the films, and he only throws towards the bench.
Well, you're throwing in a friendlier area, I guess.
Yeah.
And once again, we hope to have our live streaming video up for you at some point soon here. Wideouts, two to the near side left, one far side right. Ball hash mark left side. Ridley out of the shotgun. Best in the backfield with him. Ridley looks to the left side. Has time, still waiting. Getting smothered and taken down in the backfield. A loss of maybe a yard or so, or 3 yards for him. They did have a gain of two on the first down play. So Ridley couldn't find anybody, but he did have enough time to really set up and take a look. But there was nobody open way down on the left. Adam Washington was one of those receivers down to the left. Two to the right, two to the left this time. That's where the ball goes, to the left side. Butler with a catch, runs down to the 10, angling to the sidelines, and he's pushed out of bounds, I think inside the 5-yard line. See where they spot it. They may spot it. Oh, yeah, it's well inside the 5-yard line.
Very
putting it at the 2.
Very emotional game at St. John's Prep tonight. They're retiring. Pete Freitas is number 3. He is at the game. He was Jerry Parasella, the estate rep, presented Pete with one of the uniforms that he wore while he was in Iraq.
Ball at the 2-yard line, first and goal. Give us to Malcolm Best straight ahead, and he gets hit right at the goal line and goes in. I think they called it a touchdown, right, on the near side.
Yeah, I'm looking at the near side official.
Yeah, he said.
But, yeah. Boy, as soon as he hit the goal line, he got, as you said, he got straightened right up.
I really didn't think that. I thought they could have stopped him, but he got hit just outside, but he continued on. So here in the first quarter, with 8:29 to play.
A spear pen.
Here's the snap. The extra point attempt goes up. Flags are down all over the place, but the kick by Ishmael Johnson, I think it was Johnson, looked good. It is good, so they'll count it. And that makes it 7-0. So
Glasgow 7, Salem 0.
Malcolm Best with the touchdown for Lynn Plaskill High School. So on the very first possession of the game, they travel 60... Wait a minute here, 29... 71 yards for the scoring drive. Very quickly, very effectively.
Yeah, they mixed the pass and the run in. First, several plays were running plays, then he went to the pass. And again, real sharp, crisp pass on target. Receivers caught them, could turn right upfield before the defense had a chance to react to them.
Another reminder, we do have Rick Moore in Marblehead tonight for updates on the Danvers-Marblehead game. So when something happens there, those two teams battling for first place in that Tier 1, if something goes on there, we'll hear about it with Rick from Marblehead. And then we also have Marty Smith over at Linfield tonight for the Hamilton-Wenham-Linfield game. So now it is Ishmael Johnson to kick off for Classical Hive to Salem from right to left, 7-0. Classical is leading, scoring on their first possession here. Beautiful October evening for high school football. The kick will travel from right to left. Salem will then get their offense out and onto the field. The ball is teed up on the far hash mark here. Johnson approaches it, right foot on the ball. It's a ground ball. Flag goes down, and it's covered. No, it's loose. It is covered up. Well, each team had a shot at it, and I'm not sure whether Marcus Tucker finally got it or not. Tucker from Classical High School. It looked like Tucker was just about ready to pounce on it. Then it looked like it went away from him as well. But there is a flag down, so this all could be whatever.
Yeah, I saw one of the Classical players get up and slap his hands and give the head twist that, you know, we missed an opportunity there. We have some early scores for the Moynihan-Lumber update. Ipswich all over Georgetown, 41-0. Newburyport over North Reading, 7-0. Wilmington over Stoneham, 6-0. And Gloucester just scored against Medford. It is 6-0 there with a failed PAT.
I think with the penalty that was there, I think they're going to re-kick this thing, aren't they? Oh, no, they're just marking off the penalty yardage here against Classical High School. So Salem will start this
Classical's
drive.
Classical's all the way back, like they're assuming they have to kick again.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, too.
Yeah. There.
Well, they put the ball at the 43, and Salem will have it first down there. No, you can't kick it again, guys. I don't know. So the Salem offense is out. Now, last week, Anoudi Espinal at quarterback came back, and he was very impressive, actually, in the game. He had been out for a while, 5'10", 160 pounds, running the ball and throwing the ball. Tyler Giles is the lone wideout, far side left for Salem High School. The give is to Vinny Gaskins, sweeps the left side, turns the corner for 2 yards. That's it. English was able to keep hard rushing and very successful Gaskins to a low number of yards last Friday night here at Manning Field. So Salem, I think, is going to try to spring something and make something a little bit different here tonight so that does not happen again to Gaskins.
But then again, you know, he's your bread and butter. So you go what has got you where you are. And, you know, how many tweaks can you make to the offensive game plan here? It's a quick toss out.
This time the give is to Jeffrey Rodriguez. Can you let this guy be in out here? Got locked out here. Rodriguez, the ball carrier. So really, when you look at this team offensively, it's Espinal, Rodriguez, and Gaskins. Those are their key offensive weapons. They get the ball inside down to the 48 of Classical High School. Ball at the 48-yard line of Lynn Classical. First and 10. Is it a first? No, it's a third down and one for Salem High School. Gaskins takes it again. He's hit in the backfield. Tried to swing the left corner. I think he's only back to the line of scrimmage. If they unpile, he still could be short. Now, this sets Salem up into a situation. Yeah, he's a full yard short of the first down. Situation like this early in the game a week ago, Salem went for it. Did not get it. We'll see what they do here. They're trailing 7-0 to Lynn Classical. Again, we do hope to have our video up and going for you soon, and when it is up, we'll let you know.
I or not the start that Peabody was hoping for against Beverly tonight over in Peabody. They fumbled on their first offensive snap, and Beverly recovered at the Peabody 26. So not the start they were looking for.
Tyler Giles wide out far side left for Salem High School. Ball hash mark left side. Gaskins on fourth down and one, gets the first down, plowing around left end and down to about the classical 40-yard line. So big run there by Vinny Gaskins. One of his bigger runs, I think, here in the last 2 weeks on Friday night, maybe about 8 yards on that carry for Gaskins to the 40 of Lynn Classical.
But, boy, it's like he gets shot out of the backfield, Bill. He hits that line so quickly, and he's just able to turn his shoulders a little bit when that gap narrows between the offensive line.
Timeout called by Classical High School. Offensive line for Salem High School, Jonathan Rodriguez at center, Joseph Diaz and J.P. Doherty at the guard spot, Matthew Noonan and Felix Cruz seeing action at the tackles. Melkin Bautista, a freshman, also rotates into that line from time to time for Coach Matt Bouchard of Salem High School.
You know, things are going your way when your point after kick attempt is blocked, but you recovered in the end zone for 2 points. So that's what happened at Newburyport, as North Reading scored a touchdown, had the extra point kick blocked, but managed to recover in the end zone. So they're leading Newburyport now 8-7.
That's North Reading leading? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it is.
Okay. When we come back here, it'll be a first down for Salem at the Lynn Classical 40-yard line, and the Witches are trailing 7-0. Tyler Giles, wide out near side right, a senior, 6'1", 180 pounds. And here is a keeper by an Audi Espinal, and he's dropped for a loss as he spun around in the backfield and got taken down.
That looked like, I don't know if there was a mix-up on that play, Bill, but it just got all discombobulated in the backfield, like somebody missed an assignment. And Classical, again, very big and quick and physical on that defensive line, just pounced on that and got into the backfield. How about this for continued good luck? North Reading then pulls an onside kick and recovers it.
There you go.
So
it's
they're
your night.
Pulling out all the stops here.
It's the 20th of October, and they're enjoying it. An Audi Espinal in the shotgun, takes the direct snap, hands off to Gaskins, coming left side, breaks one tackle, breaks another tackle. He's inside the 40 to the 38. So this will set up a third down and 8, so a long way to go for the Witches here, but they are in what I'm sure they would consider four down territory here with the ball at the 38. Great to have you with us on this Friday night. Of course, all the playoffs come up, announcements coming up over the weekend, we believe on Sunday, and then we'll make our broadcast announcements at that point. Tyler Giles, wide out right side, slot to the right side, another split end out to the right side as well. And the pass is to Gaskins in the backfield. He catches it on the right side, down to the 40. That's it. He actually lost a yard on that. But Gaskins taking the pass from Espinal in the backfield.
Ismael Johnson coming up from his secondary spot. Nice throw, and grabbed Gaskins by the shirt, spun him around, and then got some assistance by the linebacking corps to bring him down. And that's somebody, you know, Gaskins is just so strong and slippery. You really have to make sure you have one guy stand him up, and at least two or three other guys come back and take him down. And that's what's happening for Classical right now. Every time they have an opportunity to get to Gaskins, they are getting to him with multiple players.
Kobe Estes to punt here for Salem. It's a fourth down and 10 from just about the Classical 40-yard line. Snap comes back to him, and Estes boots it away, comes to the near side with a punt, and goes out of bounds. This is the second straight week we've seen punters do that. And Kobe Estes didn't get a lot of yardage out of that, net yardage for the team. In fact, they will get it, will Classical at their own 29. Another note here on Classical, if you're just kind of tuning into high school football for the first time here from the Salem point of view, their Rams defense has been tough all year long. They've been solid. Case in point, their two road wins in Danvers and Gloucester earlier this year.
Yeah, what impressed us the first time we saw them, Bill, was their lateral speed, getting from sideline to sideline.
Keith Ridley out of the shotgun for Classical High School. Puts a pass up in the air, downfield on the left side, incomplete. Two defenders were around receiver Adam Washington, but it was too far for Washington. Kind of a time play, but it just didn't work.
Yeah, dangerous. He threw it again. It was good man-to-man coverage with the safety coming over the top. And ball's kind of hanging up there.
It'll be a second down and 10. Rams work without the huddle, so they keep the pressure on the defenses. Two wideouts each way here. Ball near hash mark left side. And Ridley takes the direct snap. Hand off to Malcolm Best. He's stopped in the backfield. The other thing, too, Tim, is we were here last week, and I was very impressed with the Salem defense as well. They got it together. I think they led up, I don't have my notes here, but they an early drive maybe to English and so on. But then after that, they were pretty solid defensively against the Bulldogs. So we now have a second down and 10 yards. Here's Ridley rolling out on the right side. The throw is incomplete at the 35. And Rick Moore is joining us now from Marblehead. Rick, what do you have?
First quarter's done, Bill. No score, even though Matt McCarthy for Danvers has carried the ball 13 times, two possessions, for 106 yards. They got it down inside the Marblehead 15-yard line, but missed a field goal. The Danvers Falcons have the ball again, and they're driving. They're deep inside Marblehead territory once again. But the big story is the running of McCarthy, 13 carries, 106 yards, first quarter, but no score.
All right, Rick. We have a classical up 7-0 here. We're in the first quarter still. Here's Ridley out of the shotgun here. Oh, no, they'll punt here. Excuse me. I was watching the phone call here. Butler punting it away. Gets it up over midfield. No return as it rolls to the sidelines by the Salem bench outside the 40, near the 42-yard line. So that's where Salem will start it again.
Yeah, on a third down play, Ridley sprinted out to his right, had a pass for Best. But a great play by number six, Tyler Giles, broke that pass attempt up, forcing the Rams to punt.
Friday night, North Shore High School football here on MSONewsSports.com. Great to have you with us. It's a run play on first down from the 42, and there's just a swarm of people right near that line of scrimmage. Espinal, the quarterback, on the keeper. Again, we are working on our live streaming video. We do hope to have that for you soon, but probably we'll miss the first quarter here. Two wideouts for Salem to the left side. That's the far side left. Now one back in motion. He takes the handoff. And coming around the right side is Jeffrey Rodriguez coming to the 42. So he actually doesn't get anything. He runs a long way, Rodriguez does, from the left side all the way around to the right side. Avoids a few tackles, but he's just running horizontally there. And so he actually loses a yard back to the 41.
Brought down by number 44, Robinson Royce.
Jeffrey Rodriguez, a senior, 5'10", 160 pounds. Again, one of the solid offensive weapons for Coach Matt Bouchard of Salem High. What a job Brian Vaughn of Classical he's done this year, and his team here at the Rams coming in here with just the one loss last weekend at Somerville. Trips far side left for Salem now, and it's a ball thrown high in the air out to the left side intended for Rodriguez. Actually, probably was almost close to being intercepted by a defensive back there, possibly Cameron Green of Classical High School. I'm not sure.
I think it was Dallas Rucker.
Okay.
Just over his extended reach. He went for the interception, went over his hands. Salem receiver was behind him, but again, just a little bit over his outstretched reach as well.
The good news is the defender was in front of the receiver on that one, so it was good that he overthrew the defender for Espinal, but he also then also followed up by overthrowing the receiver as well. Here's Salem to punt. Estes back, puts the foot in the ball. This is a good kick down the middle of the field. Fielded right on the fly at the 30-yard line by Classical. Run out to the 35-40. Good return out to the 45-50. Still on their feet down to the 45-yard line, and on the return, it is Darryl Rucker, the junior, who Tim was just talking about, on an electric little return from the 30, brings it all the way up over midfield, down to the 45.
Yeah, made a great juke as he got to the numbers on the far side of the field, gave an outside juke, the defender went for it. He cut back up inside, gained himself another 8 yards.
He actually did a very good job just catching the ball to begin with. I thought it was going to be one of those that might hit before he could get to it, but he caught it right off the rug, so to speak. Here is Ridley faking the handoff from the 44, running down to the 30. Man, what a run by Keith Ridley. 14-yard carry for Ridley.
Ridley up the middle. Play good for a Rams.
And one of the things about Ridley, too, is Ridley shows that he can run straight up the middle. He can angle a run. He can come around and he can run all kinds of different places on the field. Takes a shotgun look. First down again. This time heaving it into the air to the end zone. Incomplete. Again, another situation where you probably have a defender, probably the better shot at that football.
I want to congratulate the soccer girls field hockey team with a 7-3 win over Cathedral today. They qualified the tournament for the first time since 1998.
Oh, wow. Great. Here is a 2nd and 10 for Classical. Man in motion. The give, however, is to the halfback, Malcolm Best, charging ahead to the 25, down to the 22. This is the second time Classical has had, the third time the Rams have had the ball here tonight. Scored on their very first possession.
You know where Winfield is, Bill?
Where what?
Winfield.
Winfield?
Winfield.
No.
That's where Phil is.
Will be third in about one.
According to his last tweet.
Winfield.
Scoreless after one quarter here in Winfield.
Oh. Is he at the Hamilton-Wenham game?
Yeah.
Oh. Quick pass and a very short gainer on a look-in pass look to Marcus Tucker. So Tucker, let's see, has enough for the first down, though, I guess. They moved the chains ahead. That's all they needed. Tucker out of the backfield.
First down. We'll be first and 10. Ball at the Salem 20.
Ball at the 20-yard line. Rams in Salem territory, leading here by the 7-0 score. Timeout here, or is this the quarter?
Nope, 13 seconds left.
I know, but the teams are... I think this is the quarter.
The officials on the field said it's time.
All right, we're through one quarter here. 7-0, Lynn Classical leading Salem here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. We're told now that our live streaming is now available, so we'll hope that's the case. If you want to give that a shot, you go back to the post and click on the visual there for the live streaming for tonight's game. So right now it's a 1st and 10 for Classical High School. Ridley, the quarterback, hands off. It's a very, very short gainer from the 20 down into about the 18-yard line.
Nice stop by number 51 for Salem, Felix Cruz, one of the captains. Came right up the middle, recognized Ridley's keeper.
All right, so the live streaming is available. You can go to that here at our website. So thanks so much. We're up and with the live video here. Here's Ridley throwing, and it's incomplete. Bobbled at the 16-yard line.
Ridley's pass by intended for number 5, Marcus Tucker.
Marcus Tucker
will be 3rd and 9.
You know, as up-tempo as a passing game can be, there still is an element of patience that goes along with it, especially for the receiver. You know, so often, and we see it even in the pros, they want to turn up field before they've secured the ball. They begin to turn the body. They take the eye off the ball as it's getting to their hands, and they have a drop that they really shouldn't make.
Quick pass out on the right side. This is a catch at the 18-yard line. The receiver runs ahead to the 11 before being stopped.
Tyrese Joseph, and again, he split three defenders in getting the last 4 or 5 yards, as there was a crowd of Salem defenders there.
Great to have you with us here on this Friday night. So again, our live streaming video is up and working, so if you'd like to switch over to the live video streaming, you may do so. Our bulk of our broadcast will be coming from that location now. And here is Ridley faking the handoff, going around right end and in for a 12-yard touchdown run, Keith Ridley. Very early here in the second quarter, Glasgow gets the second one. And they're now up on top, 13-0. First minute of play in the second quarter. A little note here. Ridley with 6 rushing TDs, now 7 rushing TDs. Point after kick is up. That looks strong and powerful and good.
Yeah, so, it was at least probably a 40-yard field goal.
Was that Johnson? I think it was. Yeah, Johnson with the point after kick. It's now 14-0.
Okay, we have an early game score in the final. Ipswich 51, Georgetown 6.
Oof.
So that was with authority, and that puts Ipswich at 4-3 overall. And let's see, is Georgetown in there? Where is Georgetown? Georgetown's not in there.
I think Ipswich is a strange situation because I think actually Thanksgiving for them is a league game, if I'm not mistaken. If I may be wrong on that. I don't have their schedule here in front of me, but anyways, Kevin Fassett there has done a nice job with Ipswich this year.
And yes, he has.
They've lost some games, but lost some tough ones, some tight ones, and won a tight one, especially the one we were at. What a great game that was.
Yes.
Yeah. Against Manchester Essex. Manchester Essex has gone on and done well, too. So here's Ishmael Johnson to kick off. Glasgow to Salem, left to right. Right foot into the ball, another ground ball kick rolling inside the 30. Takes a big hop at the 22 and grabbed there by Vinny Gaskins of Salem and run out to the 29. But that's it, a 7-yard return for the sensational Salem High running back.
Yeah, that took a high bounce at the wrong time for young Mr. Gaskins. He was hoping for that nice little bounce that comes up waist high that you can get it and catch it on the run moving forward. But he let it land about 2 yards in front of him, and it took a bounce where he had to play a basketball center and go up and tip it down so he could get it under control. And I'm sure that allowed the classical coverage team to get down and to secure and wrap him up.
Very good kickoff by Ishmael Johnson of Classical High School. So they get it at the 29 to the Witches, and Espinal on the handoff gives to Gaskins. He comes near side left, but there are several Rams ready to wrap him up and take him down. Notably, Kevin Denega with the big hit there for the Rams. So they lose 3 yards on that, second down and 13 for the Witches. But they tried that quick pass out on the left or out on the flank for Gaskins to try to get him free. Obviously, he needs some space to do what he does.
Well, Davis Luck in the field goal department is not holding this week as it was against Beverly last week. They've missed 2 field goal attempts.
Huh. Wow. Zach Dillon with a big last near end of game field goal to top Beverly last Saturday in Beverly. Here's a handoff. Jeffrey Rodriguez has it. He tries to go around right side, and the classical defense is into the backfield to make the hit.
Jeffrey Rodriguez on the carry.
Ooh. Again, we been saying this all along. The Ram defense has been very successful since day one here. Nick Medeiros with the tackle, a linebacker for Classical High School.
Well, their defensive ends, once they recognize the flow is going their way, are able to get out laterally, and the linebackers fill in behind them along the line of scrimmage, and then the secondary comes up and just cuts off the rest of the lane to the outside.
Lynn Classical is leading Salem here, 14-0 here on MSO News Sports. And again, if you have wanted to switch over to the live streaming video, that is now available. Witches with trips to the near side left, pass coming out of the backfield, grabbed there by Rodriguez, breaks one tackle, but not the tackle altogether as they reconnect. And the takedown is there at the 33-yard line, short of the first down. And that was Cameron Green on the hit there for Classical High School.
Number 17, Cameron Green on the start.
So this will be a fourth down and maybe six for Salem High. Bill Newell here with Tim Kearns from Manning Field and Lynn. Salem looks to be punting here.
Darrell Rucker back at his 35.
They do have a wide out to the right side, does Salem. A little bit of a mix-up look here. And now Estes boots it away. Good punt. A lot of space for that to land and roll. And that's what it does to the sidelines without a return at the 38 of Lynn Classical.
Another rugby-style kicker as he took the snap and began to run to his right and then set his foot. And a more sideways kick through the ball, getting it to turn, not end over end, but basically east and west. And got a nice roll. Big happenings in Marblehead. Andy Clough was shaken up, and Chris Galley is in at quarterback here at this time.
All right. I have Marty Smith on the line from Linfield. I'm guessing that there's no score there, Marty?
No, Billy Whalen has just hit Jake Lanciani for a 15-yard touchdown strike. Hamilton Wenham leads it by a score of 7-0, but Linfield is knocking on the door. They have the ball, second down and 13, but they are at the Hamilton Wenham 24-yard line. Bill, 3:55 to play in the half.
All right, great. All right, Marty, thank you. So what happened in Marblehead, Tim, again?
It's just saying that Andy Clough got shaken up, and Chris Galley's back in at quarterback. So hopefully that's just a minor setback.
Well, Clough does have. He has one bad shoulder. I think it's his left shoulder. But he can throw with the right arm, and that's not doesn't impact him. Quick pass out on the left side. There's a flag down. But the catch is made out on the left by Nashawn Butler.
Could have a
two Butler.
Yeah, could have an illegal block downfield. Number
Chris Nagarambi.
Adam Washington was out ahead of Best on that play, and he blocked before the catch was made. So I think they're going to call a pass interference here.
Again, if you're just tuning in tonight, we do have reporters at two different big games here on the North Shore other than this one. That's the Marblehead-Danvers game where Rick Moore is there, and we'll check in with anything breaks there. And Marty Smith, as you just heard a moment ago, in Linfield for the Hamilton-Wenham-Linfield game. This backs up the Rams a little bit here. They got a first down here and about 20 here. Here's Ridley airing it way down on the right side, and it is incomplete. Oh, man. Tyrese Joseph nearly made a very good catch on that ball. Looked like it was thrown well. The pattern looked good. It just didn't connect.
Well, he just failed to pull it in, Bill. It was over the defender had great position, but it was over his head, and it fell right down in the arms of Tyrese Joseph. He just couldn't get it under control as he went down. Boy, that would have been a big game. I'll tell you, Ridley is throwing the ball extremely well tonight, Bill. All of his passes to the sidelines are right on target.
Second down and 18, and Malcolm Best takes a handoff to the 41, a very short gainer there. This will set up a third down. And again,
Best up the middle.
Maybe about a 17 to go for the Rams in their own territory at their 42.
Tackled by number 57, Joseph Diaz.
We got in that backfield, Butler now going as a wideout. Classical making some changes here right at the end here. But they end up, we'll have trips out to the near side right here. And one wide out far side left. Ridley in the backfield. out of the shotgun. Here comes the rush. There goes the pass down over the middle. It's incomplete. That time it was overthrown, and that, you know, but so many of these have been so, so close.
Yeah, that was only a couple of yards beyond the receiver. And in fact, if he had, as he got to the middle of the field, just simply turned and headed straight to the goalpost, he may have run under that, but he continued to run at an angle, and the ball went straight over his head. But still impressed with the touch that Ridley is showing tonight, Bill.
Yeah, Adam Marlano, the intended receiver, number 10, down over the middle. So this is a punting situation for the Rams at their own 42. Nashawn Butler to punt for Classical High School from left to right. Snap is back to him and good. The right foot goes into the ball. Good high punt and a fair catch called for by Salem without a return there. So fielding the ball for Salem High School was Devin Tolbert. And it'll be first down for the Witches at the 28-yard line.
All right, well, we have this change of possession. A couple of updates on scores around the area. Still 0-0. GM is in Marblehead, 0-0. Beverly at Peabody. Gloucester out to a 28-0 lead with several minutes left in the first half over Medford. The Prep is losing to Bridgewater Raynham 6-0 right now. Masco's over Triton, 14-0. More later.
Salem with a wide out to the far side right, and it's a handoff to Vinny Gaskins, who tries to go around right end there and is taken down as he turns the corner. Well, he turned the corner, headed up Main Street, but there was a lot of traffic in the way.
Yeah, there was Nick Medeiros reaching a hand down and grabbing a hunk of shirt and just not letting him go and basically riding him down like you'd see at a rodeo. And they're just not letting him get any space. After the initial Salem drive where we found some gaps, Classical has made some adjustments, and they are just closing those holes up very, very quickly.
Taylor Giles, the lone wideout to the far side right. Salem with a tight look in the backfield. The quarterback, Espinal, out of the shotgun, takes the direct snap, fakes that handoff. Here's his pass rush, though, and he's taken down. Oh, man. Nothing you can do on that.
99?
Espinal sacked for a loss.
Oh, yeah. Natural Allen. Okay. Yeah, but the numbers are a little jumbled here. But, and he came from his left defensive end, circled through the backfield, and made that takedown. Espinosa was rolling out to his left towards us. Great lateral pursuit. I mean, he just showed outstanding bursts of speed there to bring him down. And I was just looking at the classical defensive setup, Bill. Everybody is within 7 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
They're daring Salem to throw the ball. As I mentioned early on, that they would commit to stopping Gaskins in the run, and they've done that so far to this point in the game with 4:30 to go in the half, believing that their defensive backs, their safeties and their corners can sprint back quickly enough to cover the Salem receivers.
Well, right now it just looks like the obvious passing situation, third down at about 15. Anoudi Espinal throws up on the left side, incomplete. Through the hands of Jeffrey Rodriguez out on the left. That wouldn't have been enough for a first down. It would have gotten them about 6-7 yards, possibly. Defenders were closing there, as you could see. And
Nick Medeiros, again, on the coverage. And again, as you said, Bill, he was closing on the receiver. And I don't know if he heard steps or not, but as that ball came to him, you could see him turn his head to the left, wondering where the defensive back was, and that ball went right through his hands.
4.5 minutes to play here in the first half. 14-0. Lynn Classical is leading. Again, great to have you with us. If you're just coming back to the radio side, the live streaming video is available now on our website. Here's a punt situation. Estes for Salem High School. Back at his 11. Gets it away. High punt. Lands on the Salem side of the midfield line, but it rolls up to the Salem 48-yard line, and it'll go out of bounds near the 49 or 48. So, Salem will want to try to keep Classical off the board on this possession right now. 4.5 minutes to go, first half. Classical will get the ball at the Salem 49-yard line, and the Witches defense being implored by their coach to step it up and get the ball back here in the first half late here. It's a fake handoff, and now an option out on the right side. carrying it, and a nice fake there by Nashawn Butler. Gets the ball out to the right side. Maybe about a six-yard gain down to the 43 injured Salem player.
I'll tell you, Tyrese Joseph did a great job of holding his block on the outside that allowed Butler to come up, and he faked inside, and then Butler, and he went outside. Then Butler pushed his man to the outside, and Butler, with the quick feet, was able to plant and cut back up inside, and probably picked up another 5-6 yards after that initial cut.
Right now, the defensive player for Salem that's down and injured, I believe it's Anaudi Espinal, their quarterback as well, on the offensive side of things. So that would not be good. So we hope that he can bounce back here, but they're out taking a look at him here. Over on the near side here in front of the classical bench. Again, I believe that is Anaudi Espinal there being attended to.
Okay, some other scores as we've... go through the list. St. John's Prep is now down 12-0 to Bridgewater Raynham. Hamilton Linfield is tied up. Hamilton Wenham 7-7, and we have somebody calling in. Take it away, Bill.
You got it. Rick Moore is joining us now live from Marblehead. Go ahead, Rick.
Hi, Bill. Well, it's halftime at Piperfield. No score, surprisingly enough. And boy, a lot of defense. Two missed field goals by Danvers. One from 30 yards, I believe. The other from 32. I'll have to check my stats, but that's it. Leading ground gainer McCarthy shut down in that second quarter, but for the first half, Matt McCarthy of Danvers, 18 carries, 114 yards. But again, no score. Total yardage for Danvers Falcons, 124. So McCarthy has all but 10 of those. Total yardage for Marblehead, 50. And of note, Marblehead's Andy Clow, big number 87, was injured in the first quarter, and he has not come back since about the middle of the first quarter.
Oh, man. All right, Rick, we have about 4:10 to go in the first half here. All right, we'll talk soon. Okay. Rick Moore with us there from Marblehead. Second down, and 15 for Classical High School. Ridley in trouble, running back and forth, and now he's taken down. Ran right, then tried to cut back to the left side and just ran into the Salem defense.
Ridley on the carry,
5 yards.
So this will be a third down and almost 7 yards to go. Third down and 7 for Classical from the 46 of Salem. This is Malcolm Best, I believe, to the 44, short of the first down.
Middle of that Salem defensive line just stood tall on that play as Best tried to go straight up the middle. Salem clogged it with the defensive lineman, and then the linebacks came in and just made sure there was no escape.
No huddle, fourth down, Classical going for it. Now, this is interesting. If they don't get it, well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Ridley to put it in the air. Man open downfield, a catch, and a touchdown.
In stride.
44-yard touchdown pass.
Butler.
Nashawn Butler.
He just ran behind the secondary, had two steps on them, looked over his shoulders, put his hands out, and the ball just fell into his arms. He never had to break stride. What a throw. And again, Ridley shows why he's one of the top quarterbacks in the entire area. Again, as I've mentioned here before, all night long, all the passes tonight have been on target, and he's had a couple of drops. He's had a couple that have been just a yard or two beyond the receivers. But, boy, it's been pinpoint accuracy for the Classical quarterback.
Ishmael Johnson to attempt the point after kick. What a pretty pass that was. That was perfect.
Wow.
Butler just, he was going as fast as he could, I believe, and
yeah.
Just ran right under that football. We have a movement here, a penalty here.
Yeah, I think they were trying to decide just don't get the ball in the right position.
Yeah, I think they are. So Ishmael Johnson to attempt the point after kick. And the snap is down and not handled well. As you see, it's covered up there. So the conversion fails, and we are now at 20-0. Lynn Classical leading here in the second quarter. Salem will get the football back one more time here, at least in this first half. That was one they didn't want to give up on. I got to give Coach Vaughn what confidence he has in his team on what they had about a fourth down right and six or seven. short seven, I believe, and they go home run, basically, and not a bad call at all, because you're kind of, I got to think if you're the defense, Tim, in a situation like that, you're thinking short, right? You know what I mean? You got to be thinking,
yeah,
not a long home run pass.
Right, but, you know, but conversely, Coach Vaughn has a lot of confidence in what his defense has done so far tonight in terms of shutting down the Salem offense. So why not on fourth down? Why not go for it? You know, you got a quarterback who's been throwing on target all night long. If one of these guys can just get their arms wrapped around one of these long passes, you know, you could probably take a distance, and that's just what they got. If they didn't, if it was incomplete and they had to turn it over, he was confident he was going to be able to stop Salem and still get the ball back before halftime.
Ishmael Johnson to kick off for Classical. Another ground ball fielded and covered up right at the 33 or 34-yard line by the Witches. No return.
Yeah, Jeff Holloway, one of the up men, simply caught the ball, fell down. If you're an up man, dangerous thing to do is try to start running with a football. So he just covered it up and tried to give the offense as much time as possible. Peabody has broken through and scored a touchdown against Beverly.
Is that the only score in that game then?
No, it's not. Somewhere along the line, someone didn't say they had scored. It is 13-2. Beverly picked up the block and ran it back. So it's 13-2.
Handoff for nothing here for the Witches. Set this offense for you. First down play. Is Espinal in there for the Witches? I'm going to make sure about that. Anoudi Espinal went out injured on the defensive side in the last series, so I'm not sure that he's out there. No, he's not. So it's a different quarterback in there for Salem High School. Chris Nagarambi is now quarterbacking the team, number four for the Witches. He's a junior, 6'2", 220. Nagarambi with his team with now a second down and 13 from the 31-yard line. Taylor Giles goes way out to the right side, the only wide out for the Witches. 2:32 to go in the first half. And now it goes number 12 for the Witches. Thomas Beauregard has the football and rolled it out to the right side and threw incomplete.
Yeah, it was a little shot. The receiver had to turn around and try to get it, but he was backpedaling up the field, and the ball just went off his fingertips as he reached down for it. So tough catch for the receiver. All right, well, we got a moment, some more scores. Again, the prep is down 12-0, Bridgewater, Raynham. Wilmington over Stoneham, 20-0. Everett over Malden, 30-0 with about 7 minutes to go in the first half. North Reading, as we said, 8-7 over Newburyport. And in the one final, 53-6, Ipswich over Georgetown.
This is Thomas Beauregard, quarterbacking for Salem High School, taking the snap, rolling to the right side, heaving it up on the right side. It's incomplete.
Good defense by number six, Ismail Johnson. He got a hand on it, but he was sailing out of bounds as he did. So even if he managed to hold on to it, it wouldn't have counted as an interception.
2 minutes, 20 seconds remaining in the first half. Again, if you've been listening on the radio side, our live streaming video is now available. You can watch the game. Go back to the post and click on the video icon there. Also, we check out our brand-new MSO app. It's available now here. Well, not brand-new. It's a little bit a year or so old, but it was redesigned over the summer. Very easy to navigate through the website and listen live or watch live. Punt situation here for the Witches. Estes again with a punt. This is a really good punt coming down, fielded at the 34-yard line by Classical High School. Run back over midfield. Flag is down. And the running back goes out of bounds, a returner at about the Salem 30.
Yeah, Dowell Rocket caught that on the bounce that Gaskins was hoping on an earlier punt, right up into his chest area. He managed to catch it as he was moving forward. He came towards us along the sideline at full tilt, and he literally ran through an attempted tackle by number 11 for Salem. Kobe Estes. Estes was looking like, where did he go? As Rucker just simply flew down the field for another, probably 10 yards before he was tackled by several of the Salem coverage people. Okay, let's see, where were we? Hamilton Wenham is now tied with Linfield 7-7 as Linfield came back to score a touchdown in the second quarter. Masco, we haven't seen any updates other than the 14-0 score. So that's where it stands right now on the Moynihan scoreboard update.
The injured Salem player is J.P. Doherty, an offensive lineman for the Witches, 5'9", 170 senior, junior rather, excuse me. 2:08 to play here in the first half.
And I want to quickly remind you that the scoreboard is brought to you by the Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. And this marks the 26th year of the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete Award. Moynihan Lumber has been supporting academic and athletic excellence on the North Shore for decades.
Yeah, and we have interviews up there with the first athletes of the month, the September winners, here on MSO News Sports. One of them, a classical golfer.
Yes.
Check it out. Nashawn Butler makes the catch out on the left side for what looked like a short gainer. I think forward progress will give him a couple of yards. Well, maybe he won't. I take that back. I didn't mean that, folks.
You know, I thought it was a really great choice. Because golf gets kind of lost because it's an individual sport. It's one on it's you against the course, basically. You know?
Keith Ridley at quarterback for the Rams. His team is leading 20-0 over Salem here late in the first half. Ridley rolling right side, and Ridley will go to the sidelines out at the 45. And Marty Smith is joining us now from Linfield. Marty, what's up?
Yes, Bill, we've reached the half, and it is 7-7 between Linfield and Hamilton Wenham. And as the half came to a close, Linfield's Jason Nadansky had his second interception of the football game. This one was in the end zone. And Linfield brought it back to the Hamilton Wenham 13 as time expired here in the half. And we are tied at 7 in Linfield.
Oh, man, what a wild game. Marty, is either team having any kind of advantage over the other, would you say, or not?
I don't think so, Bill. There have been only about five possessions in the first half here. Each team seems to be able to move downfield at will, but then the defense tightens up on either fourth down on turnovers or the two interceptions for Nadansky, and Hamilton Wenham has had two fumble recoveries.
All right, Marty, we got a minute 22 to go till our halftime here in Lynn. All right, thank you. Marty Smith from Linfield, Hamilton Wenham and Linfield. Saw penalty yards being marked off against Classical High School, 5-yard penalty, first down and 15 for the Rams. Ridley hands off, and it is Marcus Tucker up over midfield. Tucker for 15 yards, and looks like just enough for the first down as they place it down the Salem side of the 45.
Just a quick hitter, and Tucker is not that big, 5'7", 160. But I'll tell you, he's a little fire plug.
Ridley again with time, going long and incomplete. The receiver down on the right side kind of stumbled. The ball probably would be assessed as being uncatchable. Adam Mariano, the receiver.
That was the first ball that he really overthrew. I mean, he barely flicked that ball down the field, and it went 45 yards, and he barely put anything behind it. And lots of air underneath for the receiver to run under the ball, but I think the receiver actually cut his route.
Yeah, he looks very relaxed and casual out there. And this one's over his head on the snap. Ridley runs back. We'll cover it up just alertly, just covering it up. Don't lose possession of it. And he covers it up way back at his 33 or 34. Timeout, Salem. Salem taking a timeout here.
Again, that's maturity. That's a senior making a really good decision. You know, realizing it's going to be a loss, and why compound it? Oh, he's a junior. My error. Okay, so Coach Munn must be even happier that he has.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
but you look down the line at how good is he going to be next year? But that was a really good, mature decision. Take the loss, live to get another down. Don't do something foolish where you're trying to run, trying to pick up a rolling ball. You get hit, the ball's fumbled, Salem gets the ball, recovers it, maybe takes it in for a score, and now changes the whole dynamic of the game going into halftime.
Get the skills that you need and be the leader in sports and recreation. That would be a master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School, preparing students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's Athletic Admin Master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today. Third down forever for Classical High School. They're going to have the football field to go here for a first down. And here's Ridley. There's the pass rush, dumping it off, incomplete.
Wow. Side judge waved incomplete.
I think that was the right call, actually, you know, because I don't think he was going to catch that ball. We're talking about whether a defender uprooted the receiver before he had a chance to make the catch.
Oh, he didn't uproot him. He planted him.
Yeah.
But I thought he was there just half a step early, and the receiver couldn't fully extend to attempt to catch the ball.
Got my seasons wrong, I guess. You upend in the fall and plant in the spring, maybe.
Exactly.
Maybe that's it. But we're in the fall, so obviously if I'm going to make an error, I should error that way. Here's the punt. Now Sean Butler up in the air with the punt, and it's grabbed there by English, or rather Classical at the 38.
Yeah, Cameron Green right there. Ball bounced up and looked like it might begin to take a Salem bounce back up the field. Green right there smartly grabbed the ball to down it. You know, but there are certain, you know, plants that you do plant in the fall. Like, you can put your tulip bulbs in now.
Right.
Yeah, I saw that in the paper today. That's how I know
good
that.
For you, yeah. Yeah, you put them in now, and then in the spring, boom, they pop up. Isn't that great?
The only time I have a green thumb is when I stick my thumb in a beer on St. Patrick's Day.
Thirty-five seconds remaining in the first half here at Manning Field and Lynn. Salem will have the football at their own 39-yard line. They're looking for something. Now, the bad news here for the Witches is that their quarterback, Anaudi Espinal, went out injured late in the second quarter here. Three receivers, far side right. Salem looking to throw. It is intercepted there by Classical High School. And run back out to the 35-yard line. Interception there for Classical. Robert Saroy.
Now, Beauregard's arm was hit by one of the Classical defensive players just as he was getting ready to release the ball. It was a dying quail as it headed down the field. And the Classical defender stepped in, tipped it, gathered it in, and headed back upfield. Big turnover, 26 seconds left. You know what Ridley's going to be doing now.
Not much time ran off that clock as far as Salem is concerned on this play. Well, this is a both sides of the ball kind of lead for Classical, offensively and defensively. They played very well here tonight. Ridley with the shotgun. There it is, way down in the air for Nashawn Butler, incomplete. Defender there to kind of break that up. That was Vinny Gaskins, number two.
Yeah, there was double coverage there. He had a half a step on both of them. Ball was slightly over his right shoulder, and he couldn't spin around to make a play on it.
We're brought to you in part tonight by the Porthole Restaurant on the Linway with the freshest seafood and that award-winning clam chowder, the Porthole, right on the Linway. This was a great weekend, a great time to stop by there at the Porthole for a great meal. Pass play out on the right side. Catch is made by Classical. Run down to the 22-yard line. Tyrese Joseph, the receiver, to the 21.
Tyrese Joseph over the middle. Down by
12 seconds remaining. Timeout being called by Classical. We're also brought to you by the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts at 590 Washington Street in Lynn. Lots of news going on there at the Lynn Museum, events and so on. Do check it out. You can go to our website, msonewsports.com, and click on their banner, Lynn Museum. They're at 590 Washington Street, and, of course, we have information on them from time to time on our website. And also, another one of our sponsors here is Columbia Insurance. They're partnering with some great insurance companies, providing personal, home, and auto policies, as well as a full line of coverage for our business owners here on the North Shore. Columbia Insurance of Lynn. 12 seconds to play, first half.
Here's a score you don't hear very often from Bill Burt. Merrimack leads Penn State 1-0. It's not football, folks.
Oh, hockey?
It's hockey. But they're leading.
Looks like Malcolm Best set to the right side of quarterback Keith Ridley. There's Sean Butler, number 4, working his way out to the left in the slot there. So it's 2 receivers, far side left, 1 near side right. Ridley looks to the left. Now he's looking over the middle. Now he might be looking at the turf as he's slammed down on a sack by the Salem defense. Great effort there by the Witches.
Yeah, he saw 2 defenders coming in, number 55 and number 51, Felix Cruz.
And Jonathan Rodriguez.
And Jonathan Rodriguez. Yeah. You know, they had him pinned in, and Ridley went, if you're watching the game, you saw Ridley just stop and go, oh, well. And basically took the sack rather than, again, try to make something that wasn't there, possibly lose possession of the ball. And again, a fumble, recovery, touchdown. Again, he just made a couple of really smart decisions here in the last couple of minutes.
Ridley looking to the sidelines, near side here to his coaching staff. Salem looking blitz again. Ridley. And I think Rodriguez was held that time. I was watching the offensive line throw into the end zone is incomplete. But we're going to have a holding call here.
Yeah, and it was
against Classical.
Yeah, it was right at the last second as Ridley was trying to squirm out or just, you know, get out from behind the pile of the scrum that was happening in front of him, and came towards the sideline, and the offensive right tackle just grabbed the shirt full of Salem player.
Yeah, well, that Salem player was again Jonathan Rodriguez, who had the sack just a moment ago. Well, we're going to take a break here on MSO News Sports. Once again, reminding you that our live streaming video is up and running here tonight. And we'll be back with more just ahead. Stay with us here on MSO News Sports. The score at the half, Lynn Classical 20, Salem nothing.
Including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought-provoking programs, all celebrating Lynn's past while promoting a vision for its future. I'm Drew Russo, Executive Director of the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and I invite you to visit our campus located in the heart of the downtown Lynn Cultural District with galleries at 590 Washington Street and 25 Exchange Street. Currently, we are featuring the Vision Place of Souls, Civil War landscapes by local artist Jeff Fioravanti through December 22nd at the museum, and rotating shows from local artists in the Lynn Arts Gallery. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Visit us online at lynnmuseum.org.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The following is a paid political announcement from Lynn City Councilor-at-Large, Brian LaPierre.
Since I have been elected, we have made progress. The city is growing, but there is much work to still do. Small businesses are flourishing. We've created local jobs and continue to fight for working families all across Lynn. I have responded personally to over 1,000 constituent requests, but the work doesn't stop there. We need to keep our streets safer and our neighborhoods cleaner. We have to maintain our public services while keeping taxes affordable. The people of Lynn deserve a high level of representation. I am Brian LaPierre, and I'm running for re-election for Lynn City Councilor at Large, and I respectfully ask for one of your four votes on Tuesday, November 7th.
MSO Newsports.com, MSO Radio.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. We do understand we're having some more technical difficulties with our coverage here on our live video streaming tonight, which we apologize to you again for. But we'll maintain our radio broadcast here on Channel A then, and that is with that being the case, at least for the time being. So the scoring in the first half, it's all classical. They lead 20 to nothing. They scored first with 8:29 to play in the first quarter. Malcolm Best running in from 1 yard out. And the point after kick by Ishmael Johnson was good. It was 7-0. Second quarter, early on in the second quarter, just 50 seconds gone by, Keith Ridley ran in with a short gainer. A 12-yard touchdown run. I didn't write that down, I guess. Here it is. So a 12-yard touchdown run for Ridley, and the Ishmael Johnson point after kick was good, making it 14-0, and Classical would score with 2:59 to play in the first half on a 44-yard pass from Keith Ridley to Nashawn Butler. The point after attempt failed. The snap was not held, so there was you'd say the rush or the two-point conversion failed at that point then. So it was 20-0. That's the score, and that's where we are at the half, Tim Kearns.
Well, you know, Bill, I've done it several times over the last few years. And
what is that? What have you done the last several times?
I have complimented the Lynn City School Band.
Oh, okay.
As they continue to get bigger and bigger in numbers and in the quality of their musical playing ability. And it's great to see, you know, the city putting its effort into supporting what is really a critical part of high school football and the high school spirit. Of course, they come from the two big high schools, Classical and English, and that kind of cooperation you might not have seen 50 years ago when we were kids.
No, probably not. No.
You might see them battling it out at midfield when the Battle of the Bands was truly a battle. But it's always great to see the numbers of the kids participating in this side of the school life growing.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll continue along here just ahead here on MSO News Sports. We're at the half. It's Lynn Classical 20, Salem nothing, and we do have our reporters at the other games. Maybe we'll check in with them in just a few moments.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations: in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
MSONewsSports.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at MSONewsSports or on Facebook. And you can always email us at MSONewsSports@gmail.com.
Back at Manning Field and Lynn, Bill Newell with Tim Kearns. And Tim, what do we have on our Moynihan Lumber scoreboard?
Well, this scoreboard update, Bill, is powered by Moynihan Lumber, featuring lumber hardware as well as their kitchen showroom. I think my old schoolmate Mike Soper is still working down
in the door and window department.
So get down and see Mike if you have that need. All right, so here's what we have at halftime. 0-0 in Marblehead with Davis. Beverly is down to Peabody 13-2 in an odd score. It is 20-0 here. Gloucester is all over. Medford 34-0 at the half. The Prep is down 12-0 at the half to Bridgewater. Raynham, Masconomet over Triton 14-0. Hamilton Wenham is tied with Linfield 7-7. North Reading over Newburyport 22-7. Everett all over Mauld at 44-0 at the half. Melrose, Wakefield 14-0. Wilmington over Stoneham 34-6. And a shout out to Jim Coffey's Falmouth Harborman. I didn't see who they were playing. He didn't mention it. But they're up 31-0. So continued success to the Harborman up in Falmouth.
Falmouth, Maine. Former AD at Beverly High School, James Coffey. Masco, you may have had this, Tim. And if you did, I apologize. But they lead Triton at the half 14-3.
14-3. Okay. So
14-3.
That's
I'm just going to check one more. The certainly a game. You're right. The game, one game, certainly it looked like it'd be a bigger game earlier was the Peabody Beverly game. But right now it's Beverly Peabody leading Beverly 13-2 as you mentioned at the half, right?
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing in talking to Coach Morency yesterday with the Panther preview, Peabody only scored 85 points, but they've only given up 87.
Yeah.
So very stingy defense where Beverly has scored 130 points, but they've given up over 150. So that's been their bugaboo this season is the inability to stop opposing offenses, even though they can put up the points themselves. And you have to look at the Peabody record. And we're getting an update on our...
I'll just go with the radio.
And so, in looking at the preview by Phil Stacey for this weekend's game, you know, he mentioned that it could come down to a defensive battle between Peabody and Beverly, with Peabody having the stronger defense. And it has been that way tonight. A report from Matt Williams is Beverly's halftime output, when you factor in the yards they've lost on sacks, is -6 yards of offense.
All right, what we're going to do is we'll take one more break, and then when we come back, it'll be time for the second half action here from Manning Field and Lynn. It is Lynn Classical leading Salem here tonight 20-0 at the half. here on MSONewsSports.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Here from North Shore Newsmakers with two new shows on MSO. Thursdays, it's Connections. And Friday, Trending Now. And for our latest newscast and interviews, click on the 24/7 radio button on the top left of our webpage.
Lynn Classical High School leading 20-0 at the half. Malcolm Best, a rushing touchdown. Keith Ridley, a rushing touchdown. And then Keith Ridley threw 44 yards to Nashawn Butler for the third Classical touchdown. So two runs and a pass for quarterback Keith Ridley tonight. Well, he had the one rushing touchdown. Malcolm Best, the running back, had the other Classical touchdown here. But the Rams are heading back out on the field, getting ready for the start of tonight's second half. And I understand that Hamilton Wenham was threatening in Linfield. Maybe I can just check back on that one. We'll see if we can get Marty on the line with us here and see if get an update from Linfield. And we also have Rick Moore in Marblehead tonight for the Marblehead-Danvers game. So we'll keep track of that one as well here on MSO News Sports as we await Salem to come back out on the field to start the second half here. We have been having, we understand, some transmission problems with our video, so we do apologize for that. So we'll continue with our radio broadcast. Well, Marty Smith is here with us now. Marty, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Bill.
Oh, okay, so what's the situation there?
It is 14-7 with 5:48 to play in the third quarter as Hamilton Wenham took the opening possession of the football game, and they've just recovered a Linfield fumble at the Linfield 42-yard line. But back to the touchdown, Billy Whalen had a 3-yard touchdown run on the left side. Makes it 13-7. The kickoff by the cannon is good, and we are at 14-7 here. But Hamilton Wenham now has recovered the first play up from scrimmage on the ensuing kickoff, and they will have the football at the Linfield 43-yard line with 5:44 to play here in the third quarter, 14-7. Hamilton Wenham over Linfield in Linfield.
And it's been a long time since Linfield has lost a game in the Cape Ann League, so this would be somewhat historic here tonight for Hamilton Wenham to do it. So Coach Pugh has really got the team playing well there now. All right.
It's been a tremendous game thus far, Bill, and we have a pass being thrown downfield, and it is complete, so Hamilton Wenham will have first down at the 27-yard line of Linfield. We'll be back later. Back to Bill in Lynn.
Yeah, Marty, that's 27 wins for Linfield in the Cape Ann League. Consecutive wins. Going
consecutive titles, I think.
Yeah, there you go. All right, thanks, Marty. Marty Smith in Linfield. And, wow, that would be quite a resurgence here for Hamilton Wenham football if they were to pull that one off here tonight. I think we have time to check in with that our other buddy up in Marblehead. How about that? Let's see what's going on there. With Rick Moore in Marblehead as we await for our second half to start here. Now here comes Salem out onto the field. Maybe they're used to longer half times in Salem. Who knows? Nope. Okay.
Okay. All so right. We know where we stand with that.
All right.
Hey, one quick update. SS Tech is down 7-0 to Shawsheen. Another local score.
All right. I guess we're going to get underway here now in just a moment here. All right, let's go to Rick Moore in Marblehead. We're almost ready to kick off here in the second half. And, Lynn, Rick, what's the situation in Marblehead with Danvers?
52 seconds left. Third quarter, Andy Plow back in the game, threatening to score from about the five-yard line. He carries it and is stopped for about a two-yard loss. No score in this one, Bill. 40 seconds left in the third quarter.
Oh, man. All right, keep us posted. Thank you, Rick. No score, Marblehead and Danvers. So here is Claskill now getting ready to kick off. And we were worried that we'd finish before those guys tonight. I guess that won't be the case.
Peabody jumped out 22 over Beverly as Janelle Espinosa on a quarterback sneak.
Ishmael Johnson with the kickoff, fielded at the 25 by Salem and dropped, but then covered right back up at the 26-yard line by Vinny Gaskins. So Salem will have it at that point at the 26-yard line.
Just trying to make things happen just a bit too quick there, Bill. Wanted to head upfield, and the ball took his eye off the ball as he looked up to see where the defenders were in front of him, and just lost control of the ball.
Absolutely. Great to have you with us. A wonderful night for high school football here on MSO News Sports.
First and 10 ball at their own 27.
Again, we do understand we're experiencing some difficulties with our internet and our video streaming here tonight. Who's got the football here? Big running back breaking out from the 26-yard line, going to go all the way, busting through defenders and weaving into the end zone. Vinny Gaskins. I didn't think that was Vinny at first. He just looked so much bigger than Vinny. But it was Vinny Gaskins, and he went kind of untouched. He just hit off the middle of the line, kind of patiently waded through some defenders. And then about 20 yards up, he popped free, and he was gone.
Well, one of the things with Claskill playing, again, all 11 up within 7 yards of the line of scrimmage, if you can find a lane within those defenders, you can bust that big play, and that's just what Gaskin did. He got great blocking at the point of attack at the line of scrimmage, and there was just a gap, and he just exploded. And that's the reason why he's the leading scorer in the conference this year.
Point after kick is no good by Salem. So the kick fails. Salem trying to creep their way back in this thing. Now trail 20-6.
And we have a winner tonight.
Oh, that didn't take any time off the clock. It's 10:41 left in the third quarter. So again, big strike offense there for Salem.
Number 2-5-1-3-7-8-9. 3-7-8-9. You can pick up your winning.
Linfield fumbled him at the Wenham. Took it to the house on Cam Peach's 27-yard run. And a point after by Jake Lanciani. 21-7 now. Hamilton Wenham over Linfield.
Ooh. I gave in Linfield tonight, too. Marty Smith is there. I'm sure he's going to check in with us in a few moments here, probably. Salem getting ready to kick off. This will be Gaskins kicking off for Salem.
Still no score in Marblehead.
Yeah.
At the end of three.
Fielded there at the 18-yard line by Butler. Check that. That's Marcus Tucker, rather. Excuse me. Tucker gets it out near the 30-yard line. See where they unpile, put the football down. Marcus Tucker, a junior, on the kick on the return for Claskill High School. And marking, is there a penalty here? They're marking some yardage off here against the Rams. Yes, there is.
MSO Scott's Cooper makes no points harder to come by in Marblehead than mall parking on December 24th.
Yeah, really.
Was fielded by number 5, Marcus Tucker. He's tackled on the play by number 6, Tyler Giles. Flag on Claskill on the play.
Or trying to get through a market basket checkout on the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's always
ugly. Oh, man.
Hey, did you ever do the midnight shopping at Kmart back in the day when they had the blue light specials?
No, I don't think I ever did that.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Here's a quick pass out on the left side for Claskill High School. Adam Washington takes a hit Ball's loose. Who's got it?
Salem.
Salem at the 10. Oh, man.
Tyler Giles, number 6. Again, the classical return man got hit. Ball popped out of his hand. And Giles right there to pounce on it. Big turn of momentum here as Gloucester scores. And it's, I mean, Gloucester. Salem scored in his first possession to make it 20-6. Now a fumble recovery at the Lynn Classical 10-yard line. Poised to get right back in this game.
Again, Anoudi Espinal went out of the game injured, so the Salem quarterback right now is Thomas Beauregard. Beauregard with running backs to his left side. Man in motion, Rodriguez takes the handoff, comes around left end. Chase Bono chases him down and strings him out. But it looked like Rodriguez got himself all the way down to maybe the 3-yard line. So not a bad run for Rodriguez. Hanging tough, Rodriguez. Looked like he could have been stopped a few times. And when you get by Chase Bono, you go in by the best right there. He's an outstanding defender for Classical. Okay, they mark it at the 6. Bono actually had a very big game last week. So it'll be a Salem football at the Classical 6-yard line. We're going to join Rick Moore in just a moment here. We'll get this one play off here. Beauregard of Salem from the shotgun. Hands off. Gaskins coming off right guard down to the 4. Stop there. Rick Moore, what do you got in Marblehead?
Marblehead leads 7-0. Second play on the fourth quarter. Andy Cloud missed most of the first half. Going out of the first quarter, came back in the third quarter and engineered 13-play, 80-yard touchdown drive and scored the go-ahead touchdown from 2 yards out. So right now, second play in the fourth quarter, 10:49 left in the game, 7-0 Marblehead over Danvers.
All right, Rick, thank you. Ball is at the 5-yard line. Is it second and goal here, Tim? Third and goal.
Yeah.
Third and goal for Salem. 4-down territory, I assume, here. Beauregard at quarterback for the Witches. Snap goes past everyone, and it is Vinny Gaskins covering it up on the rolling football that went past the quarterback on the snap. I don't know what was up with that, whether that was just
right
a
over
mistake.
His head. Right over his head.
Yeah, and Gaskins covers it up. Now the ball is back to the 14-yard line. It took Gaskin a while to get it, and, of course, that allowed the Classical defense to kind of get a read on everything and know exactly where they needed to go and have time to get there, too. Gaskins made sure that they didn't lose possession of it, but he couldn't. There's no way he could make that into a plus situation.
Mifflin is good to close the gap to 40-8 in the third quarter in Gloucester.
Oh, yeah. Jonathan Rodriguez over the ball at center for Salem. Wideouts, 2 to the near side right, 1 far side left for the Witches. Here's Beauregard looking to pass, dumps it back off on the left side. There's Gaskins with the catch, but a hit, and there's a flag. Now let's see what this flag is.
You're going to get roughing the passer as...
It's against Classical, I believe.
Yeah, Beauregard let go of the ball. He got flattened by one of the Classical linemen who was bearing down on him, and immediately the flag flew.
8 minutes, 55 seconds to play in the third quarter here in Lynn. Lynn Classical in Salem. They're marking the yardage off against the Rams and placing the football down at the 7.
Half the distance of the goal.
From the 14 to the 7. Beauregard looking across the way to his bench.
After the penalties assessed to the Rams, it will be first and goal. A Salem ball at the Lynn Classical 7.
First down, too, out of this, too, Tim. First and goal. So now a timeout called here. So
Salem really needs a score in this opportunity to build deep into Classical territory. You've closed it to 20-6. You can get back, get in the end zone, go for 2, get it to 20-14. Then it's anybody's ball game going down the stretch. 8:56 left here in the third quarter, so there's lots of time.
There is. And Beauregard now with no one in the backfield with him at this point except a wing coming up high, taking the handoff. This is Gaskins from the left going right, and he's checked out. It's not Gaskins. It's Rodriguez, Jeffrey Rodriguez, dives his way down to the one-yard line or two.
Great run. I actually thought he was going to make it in, but again, a last great tackle by the Cosgrove defender. Looks like number 17. Cameron Green just wouldn't let his feet go and brought him down short of the goal. But, again, as you said, second down and two. Marked down at the two-yard line by the officials.
Giles going out wide to the far side left for Salem. Looks like Gaskins in the backfield beside the quarterback. Beauregard takes the handoff, cuts right up the middle, churning his legs, moving, falling forward with a massive crowd. Maybe he'll have the one. Looked like the surge was there for a one-yard gain. Not across the goal line, though, from the two.
I love those scrums. They had just so much fun to watch that massive humanity there. As basically 22 guys ball up into this one small mass, and it's like who's gonna give way. And Salem won that particular push for the length of the football, Bill. It's now just on the other side of the 2 yard line.
Beauregard again sends Giles far side left. He's got Gaskins to his left in the backfield from the 1 yard line. Beauregard from the shotgun keeps it and goes in for the touchdown. Well, if you're classical, yeah, you've got to have the key on Vinny Gaskins getting the handoff. And then Beauregard, who's all of 5'7", 130 pounds, angles on a 45-degree angle right to the end zone and just gets in and then gets sawed in half practically.
Yeah, there was as you said, Billy, he hit on that 45-degree angle, and it was just a clear lane for him to go. I was actually surprised that Salem didn't do that on the previous play because, as you said, Klaska was just keyed on Gaskins, and you can see the entire defense just collapsing into the middle on him.
And it was a timing play, too, a late developer, because Gaskins lined up to his left side, and that's the way that Beauregard ran. Now here's a two-point conversion attempt, a pass to Gaskins, drops it, and it rolls out of bounds. Well, that was a little scary for a moment there, but it was a little rollout right side, a pass, and they hooked up with Gaskins, but then Gaskins dropped it as he came trying to run around right end.
Yeah, J.P. Daugherty for Salem did the smart thing as he scrambled for it. He just simply pushed it so it would go out of bounds and kill the play, as a couple of classical defenders were charging on the ball, looking to pick it up and scramble for the 2 points themselves. So it is now 20-12, classical over Salem, and as I said, they get in the end zone. They didn't get the two, but they've certainly made it interesting. Now it's a one-score game. And again, 7:19 left in the third quarter, so there is a lot of time left in this game for both teams to to make a statement here.
We will have the Salem kickoff in just a moment. And Rick Moore is joining us from Marblehead. What's up, Rick?
Well, no scoring until the first 33 minutes of the game, and now we've had two touchdowns within a minute and 39 seconds after Andy Cloud put Marblehead on top 7-0. Taj Coakley, returning to action tonight, roared back 68 yards on the ensuing kickoff down to the Marblehead 10-yard line. And then three plays later, Justin Mullaney goes in, and the kick is good by Dillon. It's 7-7 with 9:10 left to go in the game.
Wow. Nice. All right. Great job. We'll hear back from you soon, I think. Okay, Rick. Take care. Marcus Tucker on the return out to the 29-yard line. Salem kickoff to Classical. So it's a 20-12 ball game right now. Classical battling, Salem battling their way back into this thing a little bit. Ridley handing off to Best. Big hole. Malcolm Best to the 40. Taken down at the 43, though.
that offensive line, big, quick, strong, again, just popping big holes in the running backs for Lynn Clasico. Again, a really fleet of football, and they can hit that. They can hit that hole. They're looking for that gap. They hit it. They exploit it.
Tyler Giles with the stop for Salem High School. Good hit there by Giles, taking him down. Again, Best running to midfield, down to the 40. He's got a hole. He's down to the 30. They rip him down inside the 30 at the 21-yard line. Big gainer by Malcolm Best of Clasico High School.
Well, it shows you the quick strike capabilities of Lynn Clasico on the opening of this drive. Salem with a lot of momentum stuffed Lynn Clasico, but then they come roaring back on just a couple of plays, Bill. And they're all the way down, as you said, to the 5-yard line?
No, 21-yard line.
21. Oh, okay. I'm looking at the back official. Okay. Because I can't look through the wall. I have to sort of scoot over there. My x-ray vision, I left at home.
Timeout called here.
Hamilton Wenham now 28-7.
Oh, my.
Over Linfield. The Generals are certainly exerting their authority over Linfield.
Yeah. Coach Jim Pugh, who coached so many years at Masconomatic High School, retired, and then thought, well, maybe I should get back into this thing. I think he was an assistant coach for at least one or two schools for a year or two there. Can't just sit around during the fall. So then all of a sudden he went back to coaching at Hamilton Wenham. This is his second year as head coach at Hamilton Wenham High School. Leading over there in Linfield tonight. Keith Ridley faking the handoff and will run. And he's only to the 20, about a one-yard gain for Ridley. Ridley can pull that off, though. I mean, he's bending the body, faking the pass, trying to get a couple of defenders to bite, and then goes straight up the middle.
Yeah, and you know, when he calls his own number, he's very, very quick in making his determination where the hole is and gets there.
Ridley calling the signals with Malcolm Best to his right side in the backfield. Drops the snap, picks it up, throws quickly off on the right, incomplete. That time he was rushing. Whether he needed to rush or not, I think he did need to rush. He threw an incomplete pass. And probably you could say that was one of his first really poor passes. But under the circumstances, you understand why.
Yeah, he really didn't have any pressure on right at that point. I think he knew he was going to be feeling pressure and anticipating that. He just got rid of the ball quick because he did have a receiver about four yards down the field on that particular play. But again, in the rush to avoid a sack, he just tossed it.
Two receivers to the left and the right. Ridley looks to the left, puts it in the air, incomplete. Flag down. Looks like it could be pass interference on the Witches with the pass intended to be caught down to the 9-yard line. Flag in the defensive backfield.
We have a couple of final scores in from the Moynihan scoreboard. 53-6, Ipswich over Georgetown. Manchester Essex running back 35-6 over Amesbury. And Wilmington 34-6 over Stoneham.
Stoneham's had a very good year, though, this year.
That's a tough league.
Yeah.
A lot of big schools, a lot of kids, big bodies.
Ridley's pass is blocked, but Ridley gets it back, and he runs to the 12. His pass was cleanly blocked, but it came right back to him, and he picked it up and ran for a yard or two. Actually, it's a loss on the play, but from the point that he did get the ball back, it'll be an overall net minus, but... Well, that could have been a lot worse for Classical. Imagine that. Imagine somebody blocking that pass and then running it back 85 yards. Woo. Ridley to Best on this handoff inside down to the 11.
Salem toughening up in the middle on that one, expecting that play. Number three coming from the outside. Ty Skeffington again in on that tackle. So Manchester Essex goes to 1-3 in conference, 3-4 overall with their win tonight.
Got a third down here. And long situation. Pass out on the left side. Butler has it. Taken down at the 8. Defensive play there.
Number 4, Deshaun Butler. Tackled by number 23, Chris Doherty.
Chris Doherty with the tackle.
It will be fourth and goal for the
fourth Rams. And goal for Lynn Classical. See where they have the football spotted here.
Bill, did you see a score from the Somerville Revere game that was played last night?
Yeah, we talked about it before. The Somerville won something like 24-6 or 8, 26, okay. Something or other.
Okay.
Yeah. Field goal attempt. Ishmael Johnson up, and it is good. A 26-yarder. Huh?
32-yard field 32 goal. Yards. 6, Ishmael Johnson is good.
Ooh.
Score with 3:52 to go in the third quarter. Now the Rams 23, Salem 12.
Well, that gives the Rams a little bit of breathing room as we go towards the fourth quarter with 3:52 left in the third. Third quarter's taking some time, Bill.
Oh, man, it has taken a lot of time.
Wakefield and Watertown are all knotted up at 14 apiece. And Gloucester has closed out Medford to the tune of 40-16. So I said that puts Gloucester at 5-2 overall and 3-1 in tier 2.
Ishmael Johnson just completing the field goal. Now we'll go for the kickoff. Ground ball kick rolling way down to the 19-yard line. Fielded there by Salem High School. Out over the 30 to the 34-yard line.
Yeah, number 25, Devin Tolbert. No one wanted to touch that ball as it was a low-line drive and it was spinning and twisting. And none of the up guys wanted to try to corral that as it was kicked really hard and it was moving. So they'll just get out of the way and let the next man take it.
Yeah. Well, very effective kickoff, but they do get it at the 35. Salem offense out on the field. Thomas Beauregard at quarterback. Again, Anoudi Espinal out with the injury in the second quarter. Direct snap back to Beauregard. Spinning handoff to Gaskins, weaving his way up the middle for the midfield strike down to the 40, 30, running outside. They will rip him down at the 26-yard line.
That was one of the best straight arms I've seen in a long time. Wow, for those of you who were watching that play, that was a classic straight arm that Gaskins gave one of the secondary from Lynn Classical. Just a straight arm straight to the head and pushed him backwards, pushed him away, and he cut back to the middle of the field for roughly another 15 yards before being gang tackled and brought down by the Rams. Wow.
Vinny Gaskins with two big runs here in tonight's game. He didn't have any big runs last week against English High School. Beauregard fakes the handoff, keeps it ahead for 2 yards on the first down carry from the 25 of Lynn Classical. Wow, Gaskins just shows some real strength going through the players and then had the speed. He almost, a couple of defenders were able to angle him off and get him down at the 25, but he was very close to breaking that and going all the way. It was that kind of a run. So Gaskins in the backfield, I believe to the left or to the right of quarterback Beauregard. Hand off to Gaskins. Off the left side of the line, churns his legs forward to the 23-yard line. We're still in the third quarter here, folks. 2:23 to play here on MSO News Sports. Understand we are having some difficulties with our video connections, but so the game is kind of in and out a little bit, and we do apologize for that.
In my weekly tribute to Jim Coffey, his And I don't want to call them my innocuous score because we know Jim so well and all the good things that he did with him and at Beverly High School. But his Falmouth Harbormen beat Greeley tonight 38-0. So go, Jim.
Yeah, he was at Winthrop, too, and before Beverly. So yep. He's always on the coast, it looks like to me. Huh?
Yeah, that was his dream job, heading back to Falmouth.
Direct snap comes back to the quarterback, Beauregard, pitches it out to Gaskins, sweeps the right side. He's down near the 10. Nice. So that's a first down run.
Yeah, nice toss, just an option play. And held it as long as he could to draw the defenders to him, and then made a great toss to Gaskins, who had the outside corner.
You know, Gaskins is funny to me, Tim, because it seems like when we didn't see him any big runs last week against English, to their credit. Here he's had some big runs here tonight. It almost seems like once they put the ball in his arms and he starts running, he grows like another foot.
You know, I was just going to mention that, Bill, because look at him in the huddle. He doesn't appear that big, but when he was running across in front of us, he looked about 6'2".
It looks like a different person when you put the football into him. Here's Beauregard turning the right corner, ripped down and out of bounds. Well,
nice job for progress. He's going to get down to the 8, just about. Yeah, he got hauled back by a couple of classical defenders, number 17, whose name we've called a lot tonight, Cameron Green.
Yeah.
And number 50, Ahmed Jalasso, lineman.
They put the ball down at the 9-yard line. Well, if they get the super Vinny Gaskins, they'll be in good luck here. If they get to hand it off to him and he supersizes himself. Man. I mean, I noticed that when the earlier run, the very first big run that he had, and they give him the football this time, turns the left side, slides by one tackler, but won't gain anything. Running out to the left end.
Yeah, just when you think he's going to be able to shoot through that hole, the defensive line for Classical just moving laterally. And we've talked about Glasgow's defensive line and linebackers, their lateral speed, they just get out there so quickly. You got to beat them for a play every now and then. For most of the night, their linebackers and linemen have really shut down the Salem rushing attack. As it is, they had 20 yards of offense in the first half.
Seconds in the third quarter. There's somebody at the door, Tim. I'm not wondering if that's our...
No, he's got a bad game so he can get in.
All right, the quarter's come to an end here. With the score, Lynn Classical 23, Salem 12 here on MSO News Sports.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings. With 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore, we have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations, in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
MSO Newsports.com. MSO Radio.
Well, I'm thinking we're going to get some final reports here from these boys at the two different sites here tonight. We have Marty Smith in Linfield, where Hamilton Runham has built up a little lead over there. And then we have Rick Moore joining us right now from Marblehead. As I speak. Rick, what's happening in Marblehead?
Well, after Danvers just executed a goal line stand and stopped Marblehead at the 12-yard line, next play they fumbled it away, and they put another goal line stand together, but Marblehead ended up with a 30-yard field goal from Daugherty with 2:56 left to go, 2:54 left to go now in the game. So with that time remaining in the ball game, it's 10-7 Marblehead, all the scoring coming here in this fourth quarter.
And Danvers has somebody that can hit a field goal, too, even though they've missed a couple tonight. But they can hit
Zach
a field
Gillen
goal.
Can do that. You just got to get him within about the 30-yard line.
Okay. All right. All right, Rick. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, we just got back here to start the quarter.
Complete to number four, Chris Nagarabi.
Okay, Beauregard.
And it gets
to Nagarabi, and he hits a for a touchdown.
So Salem continues to make it interesting here in the early in the fourth quarter at 10:54 as there was six ticks off the clock. 23-18 with the PAT attempt to come. And you're probably going to see a two-point attempt here, Bill. Can you?
Two-point attempt coming up here. Gaskins is to the left of quarterback Beauregard out of the shotgun. And the give is the keeper. And there goes Harrington. There goes Beauregard in. Gaskin got hit in the backfield without the ball, and he wants some kind of penalty call. He's talking to the official.
Well,
not going to get it, but Beauregard goes in untouched for the two-point conversion.
Well, he got wrapped up and thrown to the ground, and it was the thrown to the ground part that that sort of miffed him a little bit, and he turned around to the back judge and said, hey, what's the deal here? I didn't have the ball. But again, sometimes the penalty you pay, the fake was to Gaskins. Of course, you'd expect that. And that was very similar to the touchdown that the quarterback scored just a couple of minutes ago.
Was that a pass play to Nagarabi?
Yes.
It was. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, right.
So now we are standing at 23-20 here with, again, 10:54. And Salem showing a lot of resiliency here in the second half. Must have been quite the halftime talk from Coach Bouchard to the Witches here, because they are simply bewitching the Rams here in the second half.
No, you're right, and they did take longer than classical. They did spend some more time in the locker room than the Rams did as we were waiting for the Witches to come out onto the field. So Vinny Gaskin will kick off for Salem to Lynn Classical here with the score now 23-20.
And they're moving the tee up to the, oh, put it at the 35 and not the 40.
Now Gaskins will get ready to approach the football. Two Rams are back deep in kick return coverage at their 20-yard line. Ball goes to the far side, fielded at the 20-yard line by Classical High School. Running back coming back this side here. Spinning move out to the right side. Darryl Rucker, Jr., out over the 40, 45 at the midfield, into Classical territory to the 48. And all of a sudden, folks, this just got real, I think, if you're a Rams fan here with that kickoff return. Great, good return there by Rucker, giving the Rams good field position here.
He danced out of about four tackles along the sideline as he just continued to fight for yardage. Outstanding effort, second effort, third effort, fourth effort on that particular return.
Keith Ridley, the Classical quarterback, with his team out from the 46 of Salem, yelling out to his left side and now back to the right side. Somebody has called timeout. It is, must be Salem that called timeout, I believe. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Classical snaps. Malcolm Best with a run play up the middle. He's got some decent yardage. Now Keith Ridley gets the second play here. We were away. We missed a play there. And Ridley runs it down to the 10-yard line, rambling on the right side around right end.
Yeah, great blocks on the right side of the line. Best run was simply right up the gut. A quick hitter, as Glasgow has done several times tonight for good yardage. He took it about 10 yards for the first down. Ridley, calling his own number on that particular play, just took it and stepped to the right around the end. They did a great job of sealing the linebacker. And again, down to the 7-yard line.
As Ridley brings the team up, somebody might have called time here.
The side judge on the far side of the field blew the whistle. Referee ran over to him. Some of the coaches from Salem were out on the field, and Salem has taken a timeout.
Well, we'll keep it here this time. That the other break didn't work out too well for us, huh?
The timing is everything, Bill.
So you got coming into this game, like you mentioned, you got Vinny Gaskins coming in with 12 touchdowns here coming into tonight's game, nearly 800 yards of rushing. Salem offensive leader, obviously Gaskins. And the tough break for the Witches here is they're doing it without their starting quarterback, Anoudi Espinal, who went out hurt in the second quarter. For Classical High School, their quarterback, Keith Ridley, has passed for almost 900 yards this season and coming into tonight's game, and has rushed for almost 450 yards. And so he's adding to those numbers convincingly here tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's over 1,500.
Yeah,
for the two of them after tonight's performance.
Yeah, those are impressive numbers when you kind of take a look at this point in the season, you know, being able to run and pass for those kinds of numbers. So we have a first down and goal here for Classical at the Salem 7-yard line. Ridley keeps it, runs to the 5, to the 3, to the 2, and the 1, and into the end zone for a touchdown.
Just too big, too strong. Once he got through the first layer of the Salem defense, he just bounced off a linebacker, and then a defensive back tried to come up and take him down, but he just rode him into the end zone.
.10:07 left in tonight's game. We're in the fourth quarter. Ridley, a 7-yard touchdown run. Point after kick, Ishmael Johnson to attempt it to the end zone to our right. The ball is snapped, teed up, kick is up, and it is
good.
.30:20 Okay.
Johnson's kick is good. The score with 10:07 to go now. Link Classical 30, Salem 20.
Looking here, Ridley with that's his second touchdown of the evening here tonight.
Danvers trying to drive against Marblehead. They have fourth and half a yard at their own 44-yard line, Ooh. And time is ticking in that game.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of time left when Rick called us a while ago. Yeah.
And Coakley got nicked up, so I don't know if he's even in the game at this point.
Yeah, just back to the game tonight.
Marblehead has stopped Damers on a 4th-and-1. 2 minutes left. They can put this away with a first down, probably.
Looks like it, yeah, unless something strange happens there. Marblehead escaping at Piper Field tonight. Unless things change. So here is Ishmael Johnson to kick off for Classical to Salem. They now have a 10-point lead to the Rams here against the Witches. Really, very early here in the fourth quarter. Less than a minute gone by. Another ground ball kick goes by the up man, and it is covered up and now run back. And receiver is taken down at around the 20-yard line. I think forward progress will give him a little bit here. Not much, though. Only 20.
Yeah, that was Jeffrey Holiday, and again, that ball was end over end, spinning rapidly, and he couldn't corral it. It went to the ground. He had to turn around to pick it up, then bumped into one of his own men and tried to scoop back in the middle, find some daylight, and nighttime descended upon him. His Classical coverage team just pounced on him.
And again, Anoudi Espinal, their quarterback for the Witches, out after probably midway through the second quarter, or maybe a little later in the second quarter. And However, Beauregard has come in and done a very nice job for the Witches. Keeps it here and runs to the left and is crutched right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. 9:48 to play in tonight's game.
Thomas Beauregard on the carry. Brought down by number 52, Kevin Paiagua.
We'll break to any kind of coverage we can after those other games end and keep you posted on this one, depending on how this one goes here.
Masco moves to 3-1, 4-2 on the year with a 28-3 win over Triton in Topsfield. Finals are starting to come in from around the area.
Second down and 10. Beauregard with the team down. He's out of the shotgun. Gaskin in the backfield, swings back, makes the catch coming out of the backfield to the 20, 25, getting some space out to the 29-yard line. A 9-yard catch and run for Vinny Gaskins. What Gaskin does, though, he lines up at that halfback spot, then drops down deeper, curls, and comes back ready to make that catch. But still, seemingly telegraphing things a little bit, Classical, he was able to get the 9 yards.
Vincent Gaskin. Stop at number 44, Robinson Royce, number 7.
But a well-executed play by the Witches for the 9 yards. Third down and 1 for Salem. Running back Gaskins from the right side gets the first down run out to the 35, churning his way for another couple of yards out to maybe the 38.
Gaskins on the carry.
Good crowd here on hand here tonight, looks like to me, Tim.
Yeah, it's gotten better on the far side.
Oh, over on the near side. We're pretty full over here, I think. Yeah.
Well, you know, your team's playing as well as Classical has been playing this year, sitting on the top of the Tier 2 in the Northeast Conference, 3-1, 5-1, and been playing consistently all season long. Fans love a winner.
Shotgun look, handoff to Jeffrey Rodriguez. He is smothered and might have lost a couple of yards as he took the handoff right behind the center, coming around from the wing right, coming left side. But this is a great place to come for high school football, no doubt about it. Manning Field. Speaking of Manning Field, Tim, it could be. We're talking about four Lynn teams with home playoff games for next weekend here in the structure. Imagine that. Classical, English, Tech, and St. Mary's.
Holy moly.
All probably will get home playoff games to open up that. So you figure out
how they're going
to
schedule that.
So look at that.
We can see Friday playing 5-7. And then a possibility of a noon 3 on Saturday.
Something like that. And I think this is Vinny Gaskins taking the handoff for no gain. Maybe a yard with forward progress.
Now, that was Classical staying home and just minding each of their lanes, waiting for the Salem play to show up with the ball, and they had all avenues covered.
Salem is trailing here by 10 points, 30-20. They had crept back into this game. Got it down to 20-12, got in an 8-point game. Also got it down to 23-20. Beauregard takes the direct snap. Here comes the rush, though, and he is hit, and the ball is loose, and Classical falls on it. Looks like they're calling it a live football on the field, as Beauregard never really was in a passing motion. He was there wanting to pass, had the arm back, but it was not coming forward for sure. And so the quarterback is hit, and the fumble, and it's recovered by Classical at the 27 of Salem.
And a fumble recovery by Javier Delgado.
Javier Delgado credited with recovering that fumble for Classical. 6:15 to play in tonight's game. Keith Ridley now with the team out. First down in Salem territory deep. Malcolm Best takes the handoff, runs all the way into the end zone for a touchdown. from 27 yards out. Oh man!
Well, he took a handoff to the short side of the field, going away from us, and he just beat the Salem defense to the corner. And then it was just a straight line down the sideline into the end zone, untouched for the last 10 yards of that run. Classical putting a little bit of distance between themselves and Salem here in the last few minutes. Now 36-20 with a PAT coming up.
Ishmael Johnson will attempt it. The ball, the snap is good. The tee is there, and the kick is up and strong and good. Ishmael Johnson with the point after kick.
Ishmael Johnson's kick is good. The score with
37-20 now.
37, Salem 20.
Lynn Classical leading over Salem. We'll do a quick break. We'll be back with more just ahead after this.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Lynn Classical to kick off to Salem now. With the 37-20 lead over the Witches. Ishmael Johnson will kick off. A lot of yardage the Salem Witches need, and not a lot of time here in this ballgame. Kickoff rolls past the deep guy, fielded at the 9-yard line by Rodriguez. Starts upfield, only gets to the 12. Well, I'll tell you, Ishmael Johnson puts some spin on the football. He does some different things with it. It's not just that straight high school kickoff, putting it in the air and having it float down near the 10-yard line or something like that.
Yeah, and it's difficult, and it was going so fast, it's skidding along the surface of the field, that the D-man Rodriguez never had a chance, really, to even get in front of it. It scooted behind him. He had to race back inside the 10-yard line to pick it up, and he managed to get a few yards back, but by then, the classic coverage team did such a great job of filling their lanes, just engulfed them.
Beauregard, the quarterback now for Salem, rolls to the right side, left side rather, excuse me, and wants to throw with the right arm. It's incomplete. Defending over there was Chase Bono, defending on Vinny Gaskins. Coach Vaughn in our pregame interview singled out Chase Bono for a strong performance last week, albeit in a losing effort at Somerville. You know, you don't want to play a team after a loss. You know what I'm saying? This is not the time when, if you're Salem, you want to come into Manning Field. You love to have Classical maybe be undefeated, coasting along here, maybe catch them by surprise or something, but that wasn't the case this week for Salem and for Lynn Classical. Beauregard wants to pass, dumps it over the middle. It's intercepted on the tip. Grabbed there by Classical, run back, and into the end zone for a touchdown. Ishmael Johnson.
Yeah, the ball was tipped. Johnson, playing in the safety role, was right there to pick it up. Headed back towards the goal line. Down along the numbers, cut to the goal post. I got to the right goal line marker and stepped inside of it for the score, 43-20 with the PAT coming. A Danvers player is down.
Yard interception return and score for Ishmael Johnson of Classical High School. 5:42 to play here in tonight's game. Injured Salem player on the field. And we'll take a quick break. We're back with more just ahead.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Him up from
extra point attempt coming up here for Ishmael Johnson of Lynn Classical following his interception. Kick is up, and it is good. Wow.
So in rapid fashion, Classical has responded to the challenge presented to them by Salem with their two scores early in the third quarter to come back and score, let's see, 24 points of their own in the second half.
What do they got, 44 now, right? Yeah, 44. So they just put up 21 straight points up here. After Salem had closed it to 23-20.
Well, that, you know, Classical came back and scored the, put a field goal up and then just three quick touchdowns. But that's what they're capable of doing. I mean, they have, they're big, they're strong, they're fast. They got a quarterback who can throw the ball, a quarterback who can run the ball. Their running backs are quick and shifty and hit the hole really hard. They got talented receivers. They're such a well-balanced team. And our defense, again, they're strong along the front line. They're strong in the linebacking core. Their secondary is can cover as well as anybody around. Another twisting kickoff.
Yeah, ground ball kick fielded at the 10-yard line by Salem. Run back to the 21, an 11-yard return.
And there was a high wire from number 20 for Lynn Classical. 20?
Devin Torbert with the return for Salem, I believe. He's up. He's okay.
Raymond Ramirez, a junior, defensive back, come up and made that, here, I'm a wall tackle. You all right?
I'm okay.
Looked like you caught in the bear trap there. All right. St. John's Prep falls to Bridgewater Raynham, 20-14.
Check back on the website for any post-game videos and stuff that might go up tonight, tomorrow, on these games that we're covering here for you tonight. Beauregard rolls out from the 21-yard line for Salem and is wrapped down at the 14, taken down on the sack. He was looking for somebody, and as I look up on the right sidelines there, they had a number of players out running deep patterns, but Beauregard couldn't find them. Or they were covered, which is probably the case. 5:14 to play in the football game. So the ball is placed back to the 13-yard line. Original line of scrimmage was just inside the 21. Salem with a long way to go here at their own 13.
And we have a final score, 10-7, Marblehead over Danvers. Marblehead remaining undefeated at 7-0, 4-0 in Tier 1.
Beauregard takes a snap, hands off Gaskins, but they're waiting for him. He might have even lost 2 yards on that. Vinny Gaskins taking the handoff, but all the Ram defense was there.
And again, they're just playing up, daring Salem to throw. And You could just see by the flow of the defense to the far side of the field that Gaskins was going to have to find a gap and exploit it, but there was just nothing there.
4:20 to play. A lot of folks still here. I haven't seen too many people. Maybe they've been leaving. If they're down below, they could leave without us knowing it. But big lead. Well, not a lot of cars leaving the parking lot here either. So they're hanging in there. Third down and 21 for the Witches. Here's Beauregard at the one, is sacked. Sacked at the 1 yard line. Might be the two.
With Marblehead's win over Damers tonight, they wrap up the NEC North undefeated. Melrose beat Burlington. We'll give you that score later. To qualify for the playoffs.
I heard that Wakefield might be able to qualify, even though they have a losing record, if they were to win tonight.
They're going to have a losing record, but as long as you're 500 in your division or tier, it's, you know, you're in. As much as that. North Reading is the KPN League champ.
Oh, yeah.
With their win tonight, they are 4-0, 5-2 overall. Just
congratulations!
Kind of strange to call people. You know, it's 4-0, 5-2 when you're already you've already won your conference.
Salem to punt. Punter stands in the end zone. Estes boots it away, and it goes all the way up to the 27-yard line and kicks out of bounds by the Salem bench. There will be no return on that.
Thought that was actually going to go further than it did. When it left his foot, it looked like it had a lot of pop between it, but sort of hung up in the air and died. Not a lot of wind out there, it seems, either.
No, and he was kicking it from the very end of the end zone, back edge of the end zone. Yeah.
Which is, another 10 yards, so he was kicked it over 30 yards.
Classical offense back out on the field from the 26-yard line of Salem. New quarterback into the game. Fakes a handoff and runs to the left side. Runs to the 10, taken down at the 7. The classical quarterback is Kyle Peachy.
He's senior quarterback, so he's... why not? At this point, you want to run the clock down anyways, and everybody else has had a chance to take off, so why not call your own number?
44-20 the score. Lynn Classical is leading, so they have some subs in there now. They've got three wideouts near side right, one far side left, running back in the backfield along with Peachy. Peachy keeps it, runs ahead to the 4, to the 3, maybe the 2, minute and a half to play.
You know, and what do you tell your team? You're up by 24 points here with a minute 19 seconds and counting to go. You're at the 3-yard line. You know, how do you tell them not to continue to drive forward? And you don't want to take a knee because that embarrasses the other team.
No. Peachy fakes the handoff, keeps it, and is wrapped up at the 1. He started at the 3, so a 2-yard gain.
Yeah, he was diving for that end zone, reaching out, but just couldn't get in there.
1 minute to play. Ball at the 1-yard line. See what Classical calls here now. Kyle Peachy, the quarterback. Hands off. Peachy keeps it, rather. And he goes. Is that Peachy? Somebody went in for the touchdown. It was a handoff. It's not Peachy. Oh, it was Peachy. Yeah, Peachy went in for the touchdown. But they're saying... Testing 1-2. There we go, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What just happened? We had a little technical problem here. Oh, they got a penalty here. So 44-20. Ball is placed down at the 6, just 8 seconds to go.
I think there was a delayed game there. And again, this may have been a strategic penalty just to back him up, let the clock run without having to score a touchdown. You don't know, but again, big win for Lynn Classical over Salem. Salem moves to
4-3, I think, right?
4-3 overall. They're still 2-2 in their tier, so they have an outside opportunity to get into the playoffs. Classical moves to 4-1, 6-1 overall, continuing a great season. And we'll have to wait and see over the weekend to see how the rest of things shake out. And as the pairings come up, the beginning of the week, as team records come through. So you want to do that last sport, we'll come back and we'll wrap it up with the Moynihan scoreboard?
You got it. So Tim will be back in just a moment here with our wrap-up here on MSONewsSports.com. Our final score here, as they shut off the scoreboard.
44-20.
Yeah, 44-20, Lynn Classical over Salem.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought-provoking programs, all celebrating Lynn's past while promoting a vision for its future. I'm Drew Russo, Executive Director of the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and I invite you to visit our campus located in the heart of the downtown Lynn Cultural District with galleries at 590 Washington Street and 25 Exchange Street. Currently, we are featuring the Vision Place of Souls, Civil War landscapes by local artist Jeff Fioravanti through December 22nd at the museum, and rotating shows from local artists in the Lynn Arts Gallery. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Visit us online at lynnmuseum.org.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The following is a paid political announcement from Lynn City Councilor-at-Large, Brian LaPierre.
Since I have been elected, we have made progress. The city is growing, but there is much work to still do. Small businesses are flourishing, we've created local jobs, and continue to fight for working families all across Lynn. I have responded personally to over 1,000 constituent requests, but the work doesn't stop there. We need to keep our streets safer and our neighborhoods cleaner. We have to maintain our public services while keeping taxes affordable. The people of Lynn deserve a high level of representation. I am Brian LaPierre, and I'm running for re-election for Lynn City Councilor at Large, and I respectfully ask for one of your four votes on Tuesday, November 7th.